Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
What's going on? What's going on, Grudge World? Man, I hope everybody out there doing good, having a good one today, man. Had a good day. Everybody staying out the way, man. Enjoying some of the good dry weather, I guess, for now. Let's see. 713-4327, your hand up. What you got, Ricky? 713-4327. All right. Yeah, let's see, man. We got anybody out there that have any upcoming events or anything of that nature that they want to promote? Now's your time to come on, man. Press the one button and let us know what you got going on. As far as the upcoming event or anything of that nature. Other than that, man, we don't have much going on tonight. Let me see. Hold on. Yeah. I think we got coming up next. I think what? Next weekend they got the race over there in Dallas, man. Bodie race. See what they calling this thing. The Supercar Street Nationals Grudge Edition. What they having next weekend, man, gonna be from Friday and Saturday. Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Thursday gonna be test night. Friday and Saturday. Shootouts and grudge racing, man. Got a bunch of classes. Bunch of good payouts. I think big tie, small tie, 275 paying like 10,000. Got a limited small tie class over there paying, I think 77,000, something like that. And they got a few more classes. Hold on, let's see. 214-7440, your mic open.
Hey, what up, big dog?
What's going on, Joe?
She's sitting here riding on this road, looking out the window. I was going to say, now, just this weekend, they having the, we having the Barringer, I don't know how the hell you pronounce the title of that motherfucker, but the Barringer Fest, or how you say it, down there in Temple. They're having a race down there in Temple on Saturday. 7-0, I think 6-0, small tire, big tire, and the true little hitters. So, you know, y'all know that weekend want to get out and race, and y'all come to Temple, have a little fun.
Yes, sir. What track that's going to be at?
In Temple, at Little River.
Be at Temple. Little River.
Yeah, Little River.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. Shit, hell, anybody else? I don't know what else they got coming up, man. Next month, I think everything else pretty much next month that I know of. If not, man, guess I get to the topic, which my topic for tonight was, man, who has the baddest... Who got the baddest G body in the state of Texas? That's what I want to know. What you think about that, Joe? Who you think got the baddest G body in the state of Texas?
Well, I mean, shit, until they all run, you ain't going to be able to know. But at the same time, I mean, you only got, what, maybe four or five that I can think of? And, I mean, I personally don't think they're going to ever meet up. Because dealing with, you know, cars being down and people don't want to travel and big block, small block, nitrous boost, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
Man, they got a bunch of G-bodies in Texas, though, man, you know.
That's on the same, it's on the same caliber. I put it that way. There's a lot of them in Texas, but you only got a few that's the cream of the crop. you know what I'm saying? So I guess I'm talking about them few because, you know, for example, you know, you got King B got a G-body that just came out, you know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure he ain't looking to run John. I'm pretty sure he ain't looking to run little Larry. And when I say looking to run, I ain't talking about no hand two cars can race. I'm talking about heads up, no stiffs or track rules. I ain't talking about no beggars or shit.
Yeah. Well, I guess you got a point. I guess you got a point that in. Well, maybe we should. I guess maybe I should ask a question in the different classes of G-bodies, because what they got these classes. What it is? What, by three classes of G-bodies they consider? That's pretty much, you got what, a junior G-body class. You got a,
which is bullshit.
You got a. What else you got? Limited G-body class and the unlimited G-body class or extreme, something like that. Ain't that about what they classifying them as?
I mean, it's something like that. I mean, I really don't keep up with it because I personally think all them different classes is bullshit. I mean, I guess the biggest thing should only really be, I guess, I mean, if you're talking about grudge racing, I feel like the only really stip should be, I guess you could say small block, big block, but at the same time, with today's technology, that really don't matter either. So then the next best stip would be nitrous to boost. You know, and it's only a few that I know, a few boosted G-bodies around Texas, and they're not as fast as nitrous ones. So that's still a null and void argument. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I really, the whole steps to be, I think, true street car G-body and race, you know what I'm saying, full race trim. You know what I'm saying? When you start getting down to junior G-bodies and limited G and extreme, like, that's the case we might do the same thing with the Mustangs. You know, so you have 20 goddamn different classes of Mustangs who did like that. At first, say 2 years ago, it was only one class G-body, which was G-body. But as technology and money progress, you know what I'm saying, now you got different classes, and I think that's unnecessary. It should only be really a true street style, or a true street G-body, and an all-out race G-body.
Yeah. Let's see. Man. We got some hands up. Let's see what these other ones got to say. 713-4327. Your mic open. Lil Ricky, your mic open.
Hey, don't close my mic no more.
Hey, when I open the mic, I need you to say something.
How you doing, JP?
What you got, Alley Cat? I'm doing fine. What's going on, brother?
I guess you need to really reword that and say what's a popular G-body, because we don't have a baddest G-body in Texas.
We don't have
a
baddest G-body in Texas, but he was asking for Texas.
I'm asking for Texas. Who has the baddest G-body in Texas?
Okay, well, nobody.
I'm not saying in the grudge game. I'm just saying
nobody
in Texas. But then I guess he made a valid point. Also, I guess maybe I need to ask the question as far as who has the baddest G-body, maybe in each class since they separated in all these different classes.
Well, you know, that still ain't gonna work because they haven't had a shootout for that.
Mm-hmm.
It only takes one promoter to throw one. I mean, they tried to do it on the East Coast, but I personally, like, whenever Westman tried to do it on the East Coast, he messed it up with the different classes of G-bodies. Like I say, I mean, if I could do it, I would just have a G-body shootout for say $5,000-$8,000, and you know, go from there.
Yeah, he just said and done. He just said
true.
That shit hard. That's why they got all the different breakdowns. But I'm like you, Joe. It's really crazy, but it is what it is, you know.
Yeah, right. It really is crazy. Like, it's really got out of hand.
Yeah. Let's see, and got some more hands up. Let's see, 346-0135. Your mic open.
Hey, what's going on, bro? I appreciate you opening up my mic. This street sweeper.
I want you to try to sue me.
Say what? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
hello.
Go ahead.
I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I was just trying to agree with the first two gentlemen, Alicat and Jones. It's kind of crazy, you know, how they're trying to classify it now, but it's really not, you know, my opinion. They can't say who had the baddest G-body in Texas just yet until they have a shootout. And, you know, if winning so far will, you know, make a difference in who will say who had the baddest G-body, I'm going to say, shoot, I like what I saw with Iron Man this, you know, Memorial Day weekend. As far as I know he won a couple of his races, or one or two. I don't know how many he had, but I know I did see him grudge race one and one.
I think he won both of them.
See, yeah. So far, if we classify the amount of wins of G-bodies, I would have to say Iron Man so far, from what I've seen, you know. And as far as Lil Larry, you know, I don't see,
yeah.
I don't know if he won any, you know.
No.
So
that, but, I mean,
that's
just
my opinion.
As far as G-bodies, they've been out racing so far. I mean, you got Iron Man. I mean, you got Pretty Tony. Pretty Tony been kicking ass.
Hold on. Okay.
With it,
I thought he had a Camaro. Oh, you talking about the Chocolate City car.
Chocolate City.
I mean, and there's a bunch of other smaller cars, you know, up there that been racing, you know, as far as in the Dallas area.
Right.
You know,
right.
G-body. I mean, there's a bunch of G-bodies, but I guess, like I say, I made the statement too broad. And, goddamn, hold on, shit.
Yeah, I think that'll be a nice shootout though. If they want to, you know,
I personally
get it
think
out
it'd be a nice shootout too.
Yeah,
I personally think it'd be a badass shootout. I mean, you ain't got necessarily making no grand ass payout, because when you do that, that's when you start bringing, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers out the woodworks. But I say, you know, anywhere between say 6,000 to 8,000, 9,000 payout, and, you know, say $250, $300, $400 buy-in. You know, you should get 20 cars to show up. And I can guarantee you the fastest one probably won't even win. So it's just like, for example, like you said, like you said, you like Iron Man this weekend. I mean, for Memorial Day weekend. The two passes, the two or three passes that Iron Man made would have beat Lil Larry on two of his three passes that he made. And everybody knows Lil Larry is faster than Iron Man.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know. I mean, you know, it just goes to the fact that if they want to get out there and engage, or if they want to get out there and try it, they'll do it. They don't.
Yeah.
They don't want their title. They ain't looking for their title.
Let's see. Oh, here we go. 4690591. King B, your mic open.
Hey, what's happening?
Baddest junior G body in the state of.
No, y'all slow down. I just want to see, cause I had this discussion with a few guys that actually read the post, and we all know that reading is fundamental. Do everybody agree?
You say it's really fundamental.
But you know, we don't read. We got a lot of picture people. We just look at pictures.
Okay. Well, I just said that, you know, somebody said, what did I say? I said that I already had this conversation with a few guys, and a lot of people didn't actually read the post. You know what I'm saying? For understanding. You see what I'm saying? So, and why I got to stop you. First off, JP, because you said proclaim the fastest. I never said, I mean, the baddest.
Nope.
I never
the
said
baddest.
That.
I
never said that I was the baddest. I said that it's safe to say that BLM, which is my car, is one of the new baddest junior G-bodies out the state of Texas. If somebody don't like what I'm saying, come do something about it.
I missed the post. Okay.
Yeah,
now, with that being said, since we already kind of, you know, I guess I made a broad statement in the beginning by saying what's the baddest G-body, and you on here, so maybe we can break down these classes as far as of G-bodies that has been created. since you a junior G-body, explain to those that don't know and maybe help me understand a little better, what is a junior G-body? What is considered a junior G-body?
Okay, hold on, let me get them out right quick. So I can explain to y'all. I can give them to you, but I don't want to be halfway wrong. But y'all go ahead, see, and I'm gonna come back in like 2 seconds. I'm gonna get them out.
All right. But shit, Joel, I mean, hell, there's a bunch of. You know, hell.
It's a lot of G bodies around.
I guess El Sancho up there. Shit,
yep.
John. I mean, you got the Houston there. You got Troy. You got Lil Larry. You got Iron Man. Damn, I know I missed some more people.
Miss Graham.
From my way. Miss Graham. That's right, Miss Graham. Damn, I know of somebody else. You got Pretty Tony, you got John Heron, you got El Sancho, y'all got a bunch of, you know, different, I guess they were fitting different categories of G-bodies up y'all way.
JJ Lil Red. Coming back out. Your old Red. JJ Foley coming back out, supposedly. I mean, something sold by about 10
got that time. Green. Y'all got that green car. What that is, Monte Carlo,
green car
up y'all way.
You talking about Henry Fields? Yeah, that little like 78, 79 Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
He's doing
Milton. Don't Milton got one?
Man, if you do not say him.
Hey man, he got a G body, man. The man got a G body. What are you talking about?
Nah, I mean, yeah, he got one. Goddamn.
A lot of G bodies, you know.
I'm back. I'll just clear my phone out. Tripping with my life. All right, y'all ready for the junior? Y'all ready for the junior G body? Still, I mean, junior G body rule. So junior G body consists of you already know the G body, which is probably about a 78 to about an 87, you know, GM style car, you know. So, but you know, notch, you can have a notch frame. You know, you can 28 to 275. God dang it, my damn phone. Messing up. Where I was at, alright, notch frame, 275 28 tire, 10-inch max wheel, K members are allowed, aftermarket dash is okay. It got to be a single carbureted cast intake. Your trunk and your floor pan must be covered up. You gotta have a stock floor pan area, you know. Big block has to be a stock block with one kick. Small block you gotta be stock floor space with one kick. You gotta be all glass, all steel. Only exceptions is, well, they just came out with the new rules. At first, the only exceptions had to be an Opta Armor front windshield. But now you can do front and rear windows. That's it. The side windows have to still be glass. You know, front windows, back windows still got to be glass. Your chassis must retain a stock frame on the chassis side. You must retain a stock frame from the front of the A-arm to the front of the rear end housing. You can do a fiberglass hood, deck lid, and bumpers only. You got to have full interior, and you got to have two front seats. You can have aftermarket front seats, but you got to have two front seats, and you got to remain stock. And you got to remain stock suspension. That's a junior G body still. Oh,
junior G body.
Cage or no cage?
Cage or no cage?
You can have a cage.
Okay. Yeah. One more question. So, stock, that means
Okay. No, you can have a 9-inch. You can have any kind of rear end you want. You can have a 9-inch. You can have a 7.5, 8.5, 12 bolt, whatever. You see what I'm saying? And also,
it's
oh, yeah,
stock,
also on
the stock location can't be cut.
What can't be cut? Your rear end?
It can't be cut.
Like shortened?
Yeah, it can't be
narrow
shortened.
Down?
Can't be narrow. Yeah, it can't be cut or narrow. It got to be stocked. That's the whole point of stock suspension.
Yeah.
If you cut it a narrow, then you're gonna have to do more than notching the frame out.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, you can still cut them down an inch or two. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
You still stock suspension. If you still upper and lower control on them. Like a G by the tongue.
If you cut the rear end, I mean, yeah, you can cut the rear end. All it's gonna do is tuck the tire, but the limiting factor at that point still, you can't put a bigger rim on it. Still gotta go with a 10-inch rim.
Oh yeah. Also, you can't have no exit. You can't have no exit fenders. You got to be, you know, you got to look like a street car. You see what I'm saying? So you gotta have you gotta have some exhaust.
Gotta come
onto
the car.
Can't have no exit vent. Mm-hmm. I'm listening on the back. Thought about that. What he was saying. I'm
okay.
Trying to get it understood.
I'm trying to think who all. So far in the state of Texas fit those rules.
What's up?
Let me ask you, if you don't mind, the street sweeper. Let me ask you, what's the length on your axles, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Hold on, let's see. Well,
that's
his hands up.
If you want to talk about juniors, John Clarence, he the baddest junior you got in Texas. And how real is that?
Who?
I don't know. John.
K-Dawg, your mic open. John who, Heron?
Yeah. That's what he claimed. I don't know how true that is or if he fit the rules or not, but I know that's what he always say.
I ain't seen him where he said he's the baddest junior G body. I ain't seen
him. Yeah, I done seen him say it a couple different times.
Oh shit!
Hey, JP, I'm just listening.
Huh?
I didn't push the one button. I just listened.
I'm listening.
Okay. No, I didn't.
Well,
not,
go on
I
mute. Just go on mute.
Okay.
Yeah, it probably did. Just go on mute. 512-0268, your mic open.
Hey, JP, I don't like that. You seen me raise my hand, why you put dog in first? I understand he's a lawyer and all that, but you could have got me in first, JP.
Hold on, let me hang K-Dawg up and then make him call back in.
No, hell no.
What's going on, Larry?
JP, man, I got a little off topic, man. Me and King, we both been talking about it, but he ain't one of the weenies. He got fooled and say he went to sleep on the lady. But I just got a little, well, his water up under the bridge, but I just got a little off topic when y'all ready for it, man.
All right. We're trying to get this baddest Z-body in Texas out the way, man.
Yeah, go ahead and get that square out of the way. I'm still in business.
Okay, what you think about it, man? Who is the baddest Z-body in Texas?
Hey, we ain't there now, but I'm going with us. Now, what's up?
You going with Lil Larry.
See what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? That's why you got the distinct what style of a G-body. Because you got 100 different styles of G-body that's around here. You can't say that who's the baddest one. You got to be that. That's why I never came on there and said I was the baddest one. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, you started it. Don't try to clean it up. You started that. You came out.
Nah, but listen, I did.
Yeah,
but well, how did I say it though?
People read how they want to read. You the baddest in Texas.
But the whole deal is comprehension.
If you can't fucking comprehend, yeah. I don't even know what post y'all talking about. But from what he just said, he said he's the baddest, newest junior G body.
He did not put new in there nowhere.
I'm talking about what he just said.
Yeah,
I don't even know what post y'all talking about. But you gotta look at what words is.
Man, well, somebody go back and go get
the
post and y'all read it.
I'm going to find the post.
So I can see how somebody else reads.
JP.
JP.
All right, hold up.
All that shit gonna get situated. Them motherfuckers gonna have to line up and see who the baddest.
That's the only way y'all gonna be able to find out this shit.
You got a hundred motherfuckers with Z-bodies and everybody claim they the baddest, so y'all need to just put a Z-body shootout together and let it go.
Right. Yep.
Okay, well look. This is what the post.
Read it verbatim.
From Mr. King B himself. It's safe to say that BLM is one of the baddest junior G-body style type car in the state of Texas. You don't like what I said, come do something about it.
So
what
you say one of these, he just said one of these, but I'm saying he still said one of these. So that still ain't saying.
He said one of these. So he could be one of the top five or one of the top 100.
So, I mean,
He said one of the baddest G-body.
Listen to the words, one of them.
Which means he could be one of the top five or one of the top 20.
Right, but it's still saying he's the baddest G-body. Don't care what place you put him in. He one of the baddest. So if he's
junior G-body.
He ain't talking about all that goddamn G-body like y'all got. He said junior G-body.
And I still said, if you don't like it, do something about it. Y'all said it's skipping that part. That's really the most important part. That really to me.
That's really the important part. Whoever don't like it, get up there and hit him in his mouth.
Come on, K-Dog. We on the black top, K-Dog. I need you to put the stick on my shoulder. Put the stick on my shoulder.
It's up there.
Once again, Junior G-Body, BLM. One of the baddest motherfuckers out the state of motherfucking Texas. You don't like what the fuck I'm saying? Come do something but motherfucking about it. Now,
okay, hold that stick right there. Now, I'm gonna ask Joel a question. Joel, who is the other junior G-body in the state of Texas?
Like I said, John Klein, he the baddest one.
You got John Harry, you got Pretty Tony, you got
Pretty Tony.
You
Pretty
got Tony, Iron Pretty, Man.
Pretty, but Pretty Tony not no, they not junior. They not junior.
No. Pretty Tony not a junior. He a big block. But John is, though.
Yeah.
But
Big Block
is
a true junior.
Big Block.
You got to be stock block.
What's the stock block?
Production block.
That means you OEM
block.
OME. Yeah, OME, EMO, whatever the fuck it is. That's what you got to be. So, like I said, once again, you got the chip on. You got the stick up there. Take it out.
Yeah, it's up there, boss.
Okay. I don't think I need to say nothing else. Say I'll put the stick up there on my shirt.
At the same time, you can beat on your chest and all that shit, but you don't talk to select three or four different cards.
A man gonna always be entitled to their own goddamn card and opinion. So
yeah.
Like I say, the best.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me dress Joel up. If I am talking to one or two or three, and now one or two or three, see, they don't see that chip, they don't see that stick on my shoulder, K-Dawg, put up there. K-Dawg, it's a stick up there, and we on the blacktop.
It's up there.
Oh, no. Like I said, I ain't see the post. Okay. If I ain't seen it, I'm sure some other people ain't seen it.
Nah, they seen it, because guess what?
They seen it.
Oh, yeah, it's a boss that saw it. Now, that's a lie, that, Joe. You can't do that.
I just
ain't nobody out here with the balls to go fuck with him. That's all that is.
Time out. So King B, so you saying the stick is on your shoulder and you looking for somebody to knock it off that's a junior anybody? Damn, you just now started reading between the lines?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
I'm getting on the phone, but John
is
a junior G, buddy. I mean,
see,
you want to do something?
I know for a fact. I'll lock that motherfucker in.
Man, hold
right
on.
Now.
King, do you want to do something, King?
Listen, man. Are you there? I just saying, if a motherfucker don't like you, don't ask me no dumb questions, man, or no rhetorical questions. I'm not answering. I said what the fuck I said.
Once again,
I'm one of the baddest motherfucking junior G-body in the state of Texas. If a motherfucker don't like it, do something about it. K-Dawg, put
the King say you ready to go. Put the nigga up there with
you.
Hey.
Who is that asking the question? Hold on right quick.
Man, you want me to tell you who you talking to? You talking to a Johnson Rider, okay? That's who you talking to.
Uh-oh.
Why y'all want to get on her? Don't ride to Johnson. Don't get on the bicycle. Do not get on the bicycle without no motherfucking seat on it, okay? Can y'all do that for me? Because if you get on the bicycle without the seat on it, you know where you're going. Yeah. How about that? Motherfucker. All you motherfuckers
where they going?
On this phone. Because I know you're listening.
Where they going? Hold up. Where they going? Yeah. Where they going?
You know where they going.
Hey, K-Dow. It sound like to me they going to get their tootie hole blowed out.
Yeah, they going to get their tootie hole blowed clean the fuck out, man. Period.
You're going to make the phone.
I'm trying to tell you what the fuck.
Junior D by the bullshit.
Yeah. Hey, one topic at a time, Mike. One topic at a time.
Oh, man.
Yeah, one topic at a time.
Now listen to me. Now, I'm a motherfucker on the outside looking in. A man called a motherfucker out. Now, when a man answers the call, he got motherfucking offensive and talking about you joining somebody else, never doing this. The man just asked a motherfucking question.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know what a bird do?
Go to sleep.
Jump in the cage with a bird and watch what happens to your black ass. Jump in the cage with a motherfucking bird and watch what happens to your motherfucking. I ain't hibernating.
You stop being cute. I've been on the radio show. The man just asked you a problem. First of all, don't ask. That's what's wrong with you motherfuckers right now. Don't ask a man. One thing about a man, what you don't do, you don't ask a man no question when he said what the fuck he said.
Right or wrong about that, it's a bunch of men. It's a bunch of men. See, now he knows. He came back with an answer
that you didn't appreciate. So you got butthole,
man.
Not him. He didn't get butthole.
No, I'm not butthole. No. My Johnson hard.
So you gonna run the man say something?
Hey, Mike.
You gonna run him or not?
Hey, Mike.
What?
I gotta say, man, that nigga did put on the internet, and ain't nobody say nothing on that phone, man.
N-word, Dante.
Okay, but not tonight. But listen, not tonight. Since he say that, the man say somebody will accommodate him. Okay, then, after that happened, I didn't even say what he say, bring it on, the chip on his shoulder. Well, goddamn, quit stepping back every time the man tries to knock the motherfucker out.
I'm gonna tell you why the way you feel like that? Because you the number one head chief crew member of the FBI crew. You gonna feel like that, Mike D. That's what you do.
Don't bring up the FBI.
Wait a minute. I accept your old ass riding up the street with no motherfucking seat on the bicycle. I accept you where you are. You my buddy.
Okay.
No
but
problem.
TV, thing that you got to understand, fool. You the one was rolled up on the bike first, but it didn't have a seat on it. You rolled it first.
No. I can't afford no bike.
So your dumb ass brought me the bike. You was riding the bike before me.
No.
Look at her, you little color boy.
I said, I'll be colored, sir.
Last time I checked, I'll be colored.
Yeah. What's your name, boy?
Toby. Sucker.
Yeah.
Toby.
Yeah. Well, you do what
JP,
the fuck Toby told to
JP,
do.
I got a question for you. We got a subject that's very pressing. I got some calls. And
we're going to get to that. Hey, we're going to get to that in a second. Right now, I mean, shit, ain't nobody knocked the stick off his shoulder, though. The man said John Harris came on the post. He said the man John Harris came on the post and put eyes on the motherfucker. So.
Allen in with the little red, cause they got a little red over there. All he did was come in talking about, I got something for you. What the fuck you mean you got something for me? The fuck I supposed to come into that shit for? That don't mean nothing to me. Didn't feel like no swing was thrown over here. You seen the stick that K-Dawg put on my shoulder? Said, I see it. I got something for you. Shit, win, motherfucker, win. That's what the fuck I seen. I'm just trying to figure out if anybody else seen the post. Because I know everybody on this motherfucker right now. If you ain't seen the post, you ain't look me up because you my fucking friend on Facebook. I'm friends with everybody on this goddamn radio show. So if you ain't seen it, you went and looked at it. And if you ain't my friend, somebody screenshotted it and sent it to you. Tell them to screenshot the goddamn comments, how the comments came in. So you can know I ain't fucking lying.
Shit. Damn, King, don't shut the show down, man.
Nah, we ain't shutting shit down. Ain't no motherfucking show getting shut down. And if it's some more motherfucking Junior G bodies around this motherfucking area that fit the fucking Junior G body description, we can all put up a motherfucking $2,000 motherfucking plot. You did what I'm saying to find one of these motherfucking promoter, track owners. Shit, we can make it four cars, $2,000 a piece. That's 2, 4, 6, 8, and we can get the goddamn promoter or whoever else can put another $2,000-$3,000 on that motherfucker and make it $10,000-$11,000. Or we can make
somebody
a $1,500 pot.
Somebody said promoter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said.
Oh.
I said.
Hey, that's a good idea though.
Yeah.
I like
that. Real on the cool. That's really what the fuck I'm trying to get at. But see, everybody want to be on the goddamn bicycle. They ain't understanding how the fuck this shit go. So let me go and learn, you motherfucker. Yeah. If a motherfucker don't lock me in cleaner, I'm gonna learn the motherfucker. Because if a motherfucker don't want to line up head to fuck up with no motherfucking little brush right for a couple thousand, we can make the motherfucking pot work. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm not one of them $5,000-$10,000 racers. But if you want to put up, $1,000, $1,500, or $2,000 and get three more because I'm in that thing. Get you three more and then find one of these motherfucking track owners or one of these motherfucking promoters to put the money up so we can settle this motherfucking shit. Because I got right now, my motherfucking, excuse my language, y'all got some kids listening or your old lady listening, whatever. My dick harder than a Japanese arithmetic. I hope one of you motherfuckers can figure that shit. That's what the fuck I'm trying to tell y'all. Now, how about that? Motherfuckers ain't listening today, and y'all ain't paying attention to this goddamn post, neither. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. That's why I got to learn y'all, because everybody want to see shit, want to beat on, and y'all think y'all beating on y'all chest, and you think I'm beating on my chest, and motherfucker don't like what I said. Do something about it. It's still going to be the fucking same. Still the goddamn same. So that's all the fuck y'all trying to do now. This man come on the phone. So you saying this, so you saying that. I'm just to get him on the phone. You ain't got to get that man on the phone. The man was on the post. He seen that shit.
Lil Bill, your mic open.
Hey, guys. Why we got to bicker and fuss and fight, man? Just lock some in for this weekend, man. Fuck all that, man. Just lock it in, man. Y'all got to get on here and do all that, man. If you don't raise, raise, man. Can we do something this weekend? Fuck that. Let's lock something in for the weekend. We just own the soul with the G-bodies. Everybody got G-body. Everybody got a Mustang. Everybody got a Camaro. Everybody got Isuzu, Volkswagen. Let's lock them in, man. All this old bickering, fighting, and all this other stuff. Lock it in.
Well, we looking for just scrapping.
No, you're not. No, you're not. That's out there. Hey, just talk about something else. I said raise my. I ain't say you're looking for somebody. Lock something in, man. Lock it in, dog. Hey, you're looking for the wrong thing. That's not going to happen. Lock something in for the weekend, man.
Oh, wow. I'm back on mute.
Yes, sir. Please. I'm going back in the bush. King, stop being a bully, man. God damn.
Okay. I'm sorry, boss.
King B. Oh, man. Please stop, man.
You, Lil Bill. You know what I'm saying? Baby, I listen to you.
Yeah, man. Put it on mute,
okay.
Man.
Okay. Number, okay, so Lil Lane. Remember boy Lane ran from out of Austin out there 86. Lane Rowe. Hey.
Let's go. They listen to it on the radio and on the phone.
That ain't Lil Larry, somebody else.
Hey, JP, go through the mic and close them motherfuckers. Close them motherfuckers.
Lil Bill, that's you, Lil Bill.
There you go.
Lil Bill, that's you, Lil Bill. He called the drama. He want peace and he caused the drama with that phone.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, it ain't
yeah, yeah.
No more.
They ain't doing it no more. The echo was coming from you. When I muted your phone, it stopped.
I don't know. They were talking about the FBI. Let me get back on mute.
Yes, sir.
All right.
What about the FBI?
Hey, Lil B, it ain't the Federal Bureau of Investigations. It ain't that kind of FBI. What's the FBI stand for, Mike D? Yeah, Fuckboy
Entertainment. Hold on. Did you ask me or not? FBI stands for Fuckboys Incorporated. hey, King D, that's what Larry want to talk to you about, man. I heard some treacherous shit you did, King.
I don't believe you did it, King. I took up for you, King. Okay, I thank you, boss. Thank you, boss. So, Larry, what's up? Talk to me.
I took up for you, but, boy, I hope you didn't do what they say you did, King.
I'm glad you took up for him. So, come on with it.
All right, go ahead, Larry. You got the slow, Larry. Let's go.
I want to talk about some lockup. I got a question. I ain't going to give no name. We can talk about that later on.
Flag. What we said, King D, 2021, you got to put a name on it, baby. You got to put a name on it.
Mike, I can do that later. But see, I wanted to make sure I get the right answer. Hold on. Somebody might not like the person, and then they might say they need to do it or whatever. So I'm just putting it out there. We can throw the names later on. I ain't got no problem with that.
All right, we'll give you a temporary stay of execution. Come on with it.
Okay. Can you run the lockup down? Or you want me to do it?
You the man.
Okay. This is the thing. Say, y'all, I got a question about lockup. Me and King.
Hold on, wait a minute, Laro. Can y'all, everybody, please put y'all phones on mute, man, because we can't hear this thing. Is you driving, Laro? Is that you with that background on?
Okay, let me let that. I got it on my. No, I ain't not driving. Is this better? Is that better, King?
Nah, Somebody else got their mic open. Y'all close your mic. Yeah, it got to get dead-ass quiet, man. Dead-ass quiet. We don't hear yelling like a motherfucker. Come on. There it is. Come on with it, Laro.
Hey, JB, but when we finish, I want this bitch busted wide open. I don't want K-Dog to answer. I don't want Alley Cat. I don't want Undertaker. And who else be on the line? I don't want none of them answers. I want all new faces. So you can lock their ass down. But, okay, this is the thing. Okay, I'm talking about lockup. Okay, me and King B locked up, locked in the race. We lock it in the whole pot, 1,500. We locking it in. And we say, pay when you come in the gate, right? That's specific. When we come in the gate, the $1,500 is due. Okay.
Yeah.
So then, boom, then put a brake pliers on it. It got to be a physical brake. We both got to be able to see the physical break. Okay? So now, this is the thing. Okay, boom. I come in the gate. Okay, JP, you're going to be the DP man. Okay, I come in the gate. JP, I let you know I'm here. I'm going to hand you my $1,500, right? Boom. King come in. And King at the track. He at the track. Okay? So King ain't trying to find you or nothing or whatever. Boom, you text King. We locked in long as we do it. We locked in at 9:00. Okay, no, we locked in anytime before the track is over with. Okay, King ain't paid the money, so you send King a text. Boom, King, where you at? I need your lockup money. I got Larry money. Where's your money? Boom, you don't get no reply. So boom, you text Drake.
Hold up. Is King at the track, though?
Yeah.
King at the track, right?
King is
okay,
out.
Okay. Yeah, okay,
King
go ahead. I'm just making sure he at the track.
Okay, King at the track. Okay, and Dre is at the track. So you send King a text. Boom. Say, man, I got Larry money. Where you at? I need your money. I need your DP money. Boom. King gonna reply. King shoot out another one. You still don't reply. Then, boom, you know him and Dre hang around. So you send Dre a text. Hey, Drake, get with King, man. I need that $1,500. I got Larry money. You get no reply from neither one of them, right? Boom. King go out there. He in the shootout. King go out there. Boom. He blow the motor. But we doing away with that, King, the brake clause now. But what I'm asking is, how do that go if I paid you my money at the gate? And King is at the track, but King never gave you the money. How do that go, or what y'all think should happen? Should the punk guy be paid, or what?
Okay, you said a physical break.
Right, but you still haven't got money.
You're not getting, he never gave in the lockup money from what Larry's talking about.
Exactly. But you never gave.
The only thing I would say is y'all locked in, one paid to lock in money, one didn't pay lock in money. But the one didn't pay lock in money went out there and got the shootout and broke. But you didn't say he could get in the shootout and break. So even if he would have paid his lockup money, he still would have broke, you would have seen the physical break.
No, Joe. They saying the money was supposed to be paid through the gate. They called numerous times, no answer, no reply. So basically, you weren't going to pay the lockup.
Right.
But what I'm saying, what Joe's saying,
if both of y'all had y'all lockup money up, right, and he got in the shootout and he broke, he still don't owe you nothing. Y'all just gave each other y'all money back, right? Because he had a physical break.
No. Hold on. But what I'm saying is, do away with the car break. We ain't even got to that yet. I'm talking about coming in the gate. I gave you, JP, my $1,500. King B ain't never brought his money. So I'm saying from that part right there, what goes on? If we locked in, we locked in. We both said we locked in.
Yeah.
We going to pay when we get to
verbally. Verbally, y'all locked in. Yeah, verbally, y'all locked in.
Man,
I feel like the break clause
makes all that null and void. Once you break,
if he didn't break or whatever, he never put up the lockup money, and the other guy broke. It's still bullshit in the game to me because he should have had the lockup money.
Still,
If he never wouldn't have broke, real quick.
Hold on, Mike. Hold on. What I'm asking, do they still owe that buck down?
He don't owe shit. He broke. Yeah.
Y'all got a break clause on it. That break clause makes all that null and void.
Whether he gave you the money up front or later on down the line. Hold on, right quick, man.
What he trying to say sound like? Forget the break clause. Act like the car never broke. What he trying to say? They $1,500 was up. The other man never put the money up. So how was that gonna end up going? If the car wouldn't have broke, both cars didn't break.
The question is, why didn't it go through? He would have had bad credit. But my question is this:
let me get this out real quick. Everybody on race day is preparing. A lot of people ain't worried about their cell phones because I know when I'm with my crew and on race day, hey, cell phones is none void right now. We focusing on getting the car ready, race ready, track ready. So why did nobody from the DP side go find it? He was on the property. So why they didn't go to him? They knew where he was at. He was on the property.
That's not the DP man's job.
That is a DP man's job. No, it ain't. If a motherfucker is a DP man, that is his job. That is his job.
Hey, listen,
the DP man, that's
he gotta go find the other man. He gonna go tell that other man, hey man, I got their money, I need yours. Alley Cat do it all the fucking time. Oh, hey man, I got their money, I need y'all.
Listen, Saturday was too crowded for that man to find anybody. It was jam.
Man, stop that bullshit, man.
Hold on, let me tell you. We called Willie out. I just brought it back to Texas to see how y'all think. But y'all missing the whole goddamn point. Listen, fuck the goddamn motor blowing up. If the stiff is, when you come in that gate, you need to find the DP man. We both agreed with the DP man. We found the DP man and gave him $1,500. I'm saying from that point, when the man came in the gate, he did not pay the $1,500. What do you do then? You don't do shit because you got all night. You can't do a goddamn thing because he just didn't pay.
Larry, why you going? I understand what you're saying, but why you going on with that? The person you talking about never was the man that King B supposed to be going to in the first place, Larry. That's why the man never
said that. Hold on. He went to both of them, bro. He said both of them.
Hey, Larry, listen to me. Watch this. That's what I told you before. This the same shit we going back to about that burglary coming through the gate giving the money. If you really want a race, to send your money in before you get there, bro.
Listen, that'll stop all this. But listen to what I'm saying, bro. The agreement is come in the gate, pay your money. Your word is your bond.
Well, look.
Fuck the agreement.
Hey,
that's why you got to send the money in before.
But look. Hold on, Larry, I look at it like this, though. No matter what happens,
one
man put the money up, the other man didn't, right? And just say whatever happened, and the man want to pay the punk out. If the man money ain't up, since they verbally committed, he still owe that punk out. Even if he ain't got his money up, I guess at that point, the only thing we could do is say he got bad credit if he owe punk out. And his name just going to spread around. Nobody ain't going to fuck with him because if he did have to pay a punk out. Other than that, if the money's not up, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, but it ain't even no bad credit.
The thing is, I finally agree with Dre on something. Man, if a motherfucker want to race, bro, stop all that when I come through the gate, man. If you want your man, send your money in, bro. I ain't got to go look for you. I ain't got to go look for that.
Wait a minute. Hey, look. Wait a minute. Just hear me out real quick. I understand. See, y'all going too far. Y'all speaking too fast. You see what I'm saying? I understand what y'all saying. True enough what you saying with Dre and JJ, what y'all saying, y'all right. Y'all 100% right. But what I'm hearing what Larry is saying, period. What in the fuck is going on if I came through the gate and I never gave up my DP money? Never. I didn't have no intentions of giving up no DP money or whatever. I never gave up the DP money. Regardless, so basically, he had a money race.
That's basically what you're saying. Because the whole power was locked in.
Now, listen, wait a minute. Sometimes we got to be on the up and up. We can't fuss and cuss at each other all the goddamn time. We got to kumbaya sometimes.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Everybody got their hands up. I'm coming to y'all. Go ahead, this is a kumbaya moment.
Okay? You see what I'm saying? All I'm hearing from Larry is if I was supposed to put the DP money up and I never put my DP money up, what is wrong with this situation? That's what kind of feedback Larry's looking for.
It's just a shitty situation. That's all it is.
The money just ain't up. Hell, the money just ain't up.
Yeah, it's just a shitty situation.
But hold on, man. Can I get y'all a quick? Okay, we called Willie Dawg. We were just getting some input on it, right? So this is what the man said. If the stiff hills, when you come through that goddamn gate in a 1500 juice, and one man put up the 1500, and the other man never put up the 1500, he avoided the race. So he owed $1,500 because the sense was is when you come in the gate, you got to add your $1,500 to the GP man. Do y'all agree or don't agree?
So you saying he said if the one who don't pay the $1,500 don't pay when you come in the gate, he basically is forfeited.
He avoided the race. That's a stip of the race.
Yeah.
When you come in the gate, you need to add your $1,500 to the DP man. Okay.
Right.
I need my $500 back, K-Dog.
Hold on. And I go get it. I gave the DP man my $1,500. I'm asking, what is wrong with that $1,500?
Hey, K-Dog on the phone?
No, hold on.
We got some hands up. Let me open up some of these mics there. 495-82. Your mic open.
Okay.
Let me give an opinion from an outside. let me give an opinion from an outsider. And let me see if I can tell you what the problem is. The problem here is your break clause.
Right.
What you should have did was you agreed to your break clause if you break before he get to the track, not when he get there. That would have took care of the whole thing.
But what do they got to do with you putting your money in the DC man's hand when you come in the gate?
That's what I'm getting to. Your break clause is for him to get to the track if anything happens in any other race before he get there. That's the way your break clause should be.
No.
Not like once he get there, he's supposed to pay the money. No,
he's saying that the race should have been stipped that not a break clause on race day. He was saying the race should have been stipped that as long as you don't break before the race. If you break before the race, then the break clause is good, but not the day of the race.
Yeah, but y'all
talking
about the
right
break clause. No, listen to what I'm saying, Debbie. Do away with the break clause. Do away with the motor being blown. I'm saying when the man came in the gate, he didn't pay his $1,500.
We're pretty much saying the same thing.
No, you're not.
No, we're not.
If the man didn't pay his goddamn money when he came in the gate, the race was voided right there, man.
Exactly. So the $1,500 was due
when you come in the gate, man. Now, it is the DP man's job to go around.
That's basically like saying, so in other words, y'all saying that basically by him not giving up the money, it's basically like him saying that he don't want to race. So he need to pay the
car
guy.
Yeah, he
want to
pay
the car
guy. He don't want to race. That's the
problem. The whole pot was locked in. Which the whole pot
was
locked in.
So he owed that whole pot.
He owed the whole pot. Okay, that's the job.
He owed the
whole pot. And depending on how long y'all was on the property, whoever DP man done send out text messages and calls and shit, if it's done been 30 or 40 minutes and you know that man on the property, you feel like, well, now he avoid the race, I'd have went to his trailer and got my money. Me and DP man went to his trailer and got my money.
Thank you. What if you went by the trailer and the man wasn't buying a trailer?
And he on the property, you can find it. It ain't that whole thing. We all got little motor scooters and some shit. If he on the property, you should be able to find it.
Okay. Hold on. We got. Let me get some more hands up. Hold up, Larry. Let me open the other hand. 281-9129. Okay, go ahead.
Larry, you are definitely right. The agreement was pay the money when you come through the gate.
Right.
Y'all stop connecting the break agreement with the agreement when to pay the money. So
exactly.
He voided the race by not paying the money. Simple
right.
As that. So what you need to do from now
right.
on is put a lockup on the lockup.
Hell no.
The break shouldn't be after
lockup,
you get to the track.
The break clause should be on race day.
Hey, the break clause ain't got nothing to do with what they agreed upon on when he comes through the gate with that money.
We got that understood already.
Come on.
Everybody hold on for a minute. So you got K-Dog on the phone.
K-Dog ain't giving you no 500, nigga.
Yeah. Hold on, man. Stand down for a minute, bro. Hold up. Do you got K-Dog on the line, bro?
Dog can't talk right now, JJ.
Man, hold on, man. Hold on, bro. You trying to get some money that you ain't gonna never get. But JP, hold on, man.
JP, do you got K-Dog on the phone? Hold your
His mic open. His mic leaked over, man. His mic open, though.
Man. All right. Hey, man.
Now,
man
hold on.
Trying,
hold on.
The
now,
man's trying to come. JJ.
Man.
We already know you trying to get it.
You have not let me get my answer, bro.
Larry.
Hold on, we got one more.
Listen,
hey, let me open up this other mic. Hold on. Let me open up one more mic. Lorenzo,
man.
Your mic open. Come on.
Man, you fucking up the whole show. Hold on, man.
Lorenzo.
Lorenzo on my line.
Can
I say what I want to say, man?
Right?
No, man.
I'm
okay.
JJ, that money gone.
You can't get that money.
Hold on, y'all. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Hold on.
That's all I'm saying.
Hey, JJ,
hold on,
Laro, you got somebody trying to elaborate on you. Laro, you got somebody trying to elaborate.
Okay, but I'm trying to get JJ to be quiet.
All right.
Go ahead.
You say you got Lorenzo on your line?
Yeah, I got Lorenzo on my line. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
explaining. On a lock in, if y'all locked in for that day, if that man not racing anybody before you, and y'all locked in the race, and he breaks, he old punk out because he's not racing nobody. Now, if you got somebody to race before
No,
you,
he was...
Yeah. And he said,
No, he was
time.
In the shootout.
That's off the subject,
bro.
He was in the shootout? So he broke
the
break. Shootout.
Hey, Larry, I got a question. There's only one person at all.
Everybody already answered your question. He, when he came through the door, he was supposed to pay the $1,500. If he didn't pay it, he owed it, bro. That's simple as that.
That's right.
Let me get that.
That's right.
Okay. Okay, this is what happened.
than y'all want me to put out there.
Put it out there, man. Fuck it. Put it out there.
Shut the fuck up, Mike.
Wait, hold on. Is the guy you're going to talk about one of the FBI? Is he an FBI member?
I don't know if he one of them members, though.
Well, you let me know. I'll let you know after you tell me. I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, this is why I was trying to get an answer from everybody. So everybody agrees that person needs to pay the $1,500 punk ass. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, he needs to pay it.
Okay.
But he ain't
going to
pay it.
Okay, this is what happened, man. Troy and Undertaker was locked in. King B was the DP man. Boom. Troy tells King B he gave him the 15. Okay. King B texts Undertaker and says, hey, man, I got Troy's lockup money. I need your lockup money. I'm in the circle track. So come to the circle track and bring me your money. Boom, he didn't answer. He sent it again. He didn't answer. So he sent it to Alicat. Alicat, the same thing. And no, neither one replied. So that's why I was asking. Dude, the man owed $1,500. I didn't want to say no name because I didn't want people to say, oh, fuck that person. He owed the money. That's why I wanted to see if y'all gonna be just see who owed the money or not. So that's what happened, man. And then
Larry, let me say something.
Hey, but
you already know that the person you talk about is grandfathered into the FBI, so you gotta expect shit like that.
No, not with them. I didn't expect that.
Hell, you fucked over Shotwell. What's the difference? Troy ain't no better than Shotwell. Shit.
Hey, Mike, dude.
What? Hey, don't get mad. I'm telling the goddamn truth.
Hey,
what makes Troy better than Shotwell? Hell, Shotwell got fucked over. Shit.
So that means I got fucked too then, right?
You are kidding. Who say just that? Can we start calling you Booty Green?
Hold on, Mike.
Come on,
K. Now, what you got? Say, JB. What JJ is not telling, with everybody behind him $500, he's not telling nobody on this phone that they were locked in 5-on-25, I think. No break clause, right? At Evadale, right? Mm-hmm. They coming to the gate, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Jay, but the same time I saw JJ, I saw OWK. We go over there. JJ had the track with no car. OWK got a car out there. So what do? You pay the puck out and move around. Right or wrong?
But hold on. No.
I'm talking to JP. I'm talking to JP, man. I'm not talking to
JP.
Talking to JP.
Not me. It's me, you, and JP.
Hold on. Let me ask this.
Okay.
Okay. Who the DP man?
I was.
K-Dog.
Okay. So if OWK give his 500 and JJ give his 500, then it's locked, right?
It's over with.
Yeah.
I had to pay the punk guy. I'm broke.
Okay. It's locked. So at that point, whenever somebody don't show up when it's time to race, then somebody gets the punk out.
This man didn't come to the track with a car, JP. This man didn't have a car at the track.
All right.
Okay. So he automatically was paying punk out. Okay.
He walked in without 41 on. Okay, JP, let me ask you a question. Hold on, Mike.
Yeah.
But when LWK came through the gate, you supposed to get K-Dog the money when he come through the gate. K-Dog got the gate selling t-shirts.
I'm not at no gate selling no t-shirts. You're lying.
I go right to K-Dog and I say, K-Dog, he got my 500. We broke.
No. You told me I got wait OWK and I got my punk out money. Me and you walked over there and you handed that man that money. Now let's be honest.
He never gave you money. Came in the door.
It was my first time seeing him, JJ. When I saw you, that was my first time seeing you and them at the same time. You making a big issue about something you just messed up on your stick. You capping and rapping, you wasn't even through with the car.
972.
Hey, JP, now,
Come on, I got a mic up. Hold up, Mike. Let me open this mic up, Mike. 972-9749. Allen, your mic open. Allen, your mic open. What you got? $972-9749. I ain't paying attention. They might have been coming on lock your ass in.
Nah, he said,
where
King B at?
Yeah, that's the King B. He got his phone, though.
Oh, hold on. Come on, Allen, what you got?
Where King B at?
King
I ain't with nowhere. I'm right here.
What's up with it, Way?
What's up, Way? How my sound? Turn it up.
What's up?
What's going on with all that friendly shit?
I heard you try to do something, knock somebody's roof or some shit like that. What's up?
What you got, Way? Come to get to the goddamn point, man.
You got
to
beat the battle.
You talking about John, right?
You said what?
Hold daddy.
Is he Junior G body
chip? Are you small block?
Man, is the man Junior G body chip, man? If you Junior G body chip, I said what I said. And I ain't going nowhere. I'm right here on the phone.
We got a small block, star boy face, 8-inch wheels. What else, Way? Like what is
single car? No,
all metal, all metal car, all glass.
Is it single carburetor? Is it single carburetor one key? Anybody still? Why we gotta go all this again?
Because,
I asked you one question. We need
to
cover it up. Well, we ain't got nothing to talk about.
So you don't want to raise because I don't have a one carburetor or well, come on, bro. I bet.
Hold on, Alan. The man specifically said, Junior G body roof.
I got a stock, boy spray, small block, all metal, all glass car, bro. Weigh over 3,000 pounds, bro. So what the fuck, like?
That ain't what the fuck I said, though. I'm saying what I'm saying. If you ain't Junior G by the rules, then you don't need to
go
out.
I ain't going off that, bro. What the fuck?
You ain't raised nobody.
You ain't raised no G body car, Junior G body car, for you to say you are Junior G body. So what the fuck?
But I'm telling you, I'm doing G body still.
Well, I'm telling you how I'm coming, bro. You want to race or not?
Well, nope. Because you ain't doing G body still. And you gotta get to the still. If you can get to the still, we can get to where we need to go. I'm gonna stay locked. Easy.
I'm not gonna say no.
I mean, I'm just saying, is anybody else on the phone hear what I just said? Did it just sound like I was ducking or anything?
You calling the car out, and you hiding behind steps and shit. You ain't doing nothing.
Man,
but hiding behind
I said what I said, boss.
Yeah, well, you ain't calling through shit.
And I stand on what he say.
Y'all ain't doing shit. Okay, I'm
going to tell you. Hey, Allen, you came on here looking for that man.
That man put a post up.
Your man, John Heron, got on there, so stop the bullshit.
See, that's what I can't understand about you motherfuckers.
Y'all don't got control of your people. That man put a post up and John Heron bought his goddamn ass on there and put some eyes on there. So what's up?
Okay. Shit, we're trying to raise.
Hold up. Since y'all trying to raise. since y'all trying to raise one old Red coming back out.
When we had old Red, fucking King B wasn't
looking. When you had old Red, you didn't want to run nobody with that motherfucker.
Man, you crazy, bro. Shit, I
would have ran King B.
Motor. Slow ass shit he got.
Oh, yeah, okay. I bet you wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't got old Red no more, so y'all got that brown ass G body. So what's up with it? What y'all trying to do, man?
Run King B. Run his G
body.
All right,
what's wrong with your runner?
He talking about I need to have 5 pounds of pressure on one tire and do this, do that. Come on, man.
Well, do what he say if you want to run him. Y'all kill me with that shit. If a man tell y'all, if y'all want to run a man and then the man agree to run y'all, you run him how he tell y'all to run y'all. Y'all looking for him. He ain't gonna look for
man,
y'all.
Bro, he ain't. Okay, when he came out, he didn't say nothing about no Junior G body, bro. What the fuck? He just figured out ain't no Junior G body around this motherfucker. That's why he wanted to say that shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, well, evidently y'all can't come to no agreement, so y'all go find y'all somebody else to fuck with. Yeah, well, y'all let us know when y'all trying to do something the right way. All right, JP, get back on the show. Go away. I had to shut the goddamn.
Come on, He done hung up, man. Flag on the goddamn play, man.
Goddamn
flag on the play, man.
Goddamn,
man. What you want, Mike?
I got two questions, JP. Larry.
Yeah, all right,
yo. So, I got a question. How the fuck the man gonna race if the motor blowed up all goddamn ready? Shit.
That's not even part of the point he's trying to make. That shit don't even make it. It don't matter about the goddamn motor. The whole point is the fact that he was there and he didn't pay the money.
If the money was supposed to have been due coming in through the gate, the goddamn money was due at the particular time coming in through the gate. All
right. Right.
Same point blank though. If the motherfucker ain't got the money before he go out there and make a shakedown, he done already folded the race. So he owe that.
Right. So he owe that. Yeah, exactly. Y'all making shit harder than it gotta be.
Y'all making the shit extra hard. But you know when Larry explained the shit, he gotta go around 3-4 times to find out about
that nigga,
it.
He went
A, B, C, all the way to F, D, G.
so listen.
But
he actually did it the right way though. So it won't be biased. You know, I think he did it around the right way to do it so nobody be biased about it.
That man went all the way
from Southwest Houston to Northeast Houston before he was able to get it all the way out like it's supposed to
be. Hey, so listen, with all that being said, man, and JP, so what we saying is Undertaker owe $1,500. How are you going to collect the money?
I don't know who owes what, but I know whoever the guy was that they talking about, he owed that money.
They talking about Undertaker. Undertaker look like one of them Saint Bernards. Goddamn it, old lips drooling the goddamn ground with his motherfucker. But they took a picture of
my question is, if this motherfucker, whoever he is, Undertaker, whoever done this to multiple people, why y'all still locking in with him?
Well, see, they didn't know he was a part of the FBI till the couple weeks ago.
I mean, y'all just said he was into somebody else.
He was
grandfathered
in.
Ain't no secrets in racing. A couple years ago, a couple days ago. If a motherfucker don't pay his money, motherfucker pay his money.
Yeah, I just said that he fucked up somebody else.
He fucked up a shot with him. So he fucking know. If he fucking know, why y'all locking him in? If you lock a motherfucker in, knowing that he don't pay and you get fucked, that's your dumbass fault. Simple as that. I'm not finna lock somebody in. And I know he owe this man over here.
Hey, JP, think about it.
Y'all laugh about the situation, but really, our reality is actually serious because that's part of the fuckery that's in the game now.
That's why we're breaking
it
up.
Come on, JJ. JJ.
Hey.
Yeah, come on.
So this is what we got to do. We got everything out in the opening. Get Undertaker on the phone and see if he's going to pay the $1,500.
JP?
Go for it, JP. You got the committee on the phone. The committee spoke.
Hold on.
He owed $1,500.
I'm not locking nobody.
But I'm trying to figure out how everybody say I wouldn't rather put, when I kept telling y'all about the guy. Hey, Larry Rose, just on some real shit, like y'all said, the shit really serious. You did what I'm saying. Y'all laughing about the shit.
Listen, my camera members ain't tripping on it. I just wanted to know how it really was supposed to go.
But listen. You saying your camp ain't tripping on it, which is fine. That's all fine and dandy. But the simple fact that y'all making it a play for matter, we don't know who all this is going to fall. Hold on, Larry. The whole point I'm making is your camp ain't tripping on the $1,500. But it's the principle. You know what I'm saying? The principle of this grudge raising shit is to keep all the fuck shit out of people. Okay, you brought it up, but right now everybody making it a laughing matter. It ain't no laughing matter.
What they You don't hear the thing about this, we just hear Jesse crying about it, it's the $500. We all gentlemen, and we're talking about words. That's gonna mess the game up.
You know, man supposed to stand by his word. If he say he's gonna do something, that's just like I locked in the race. I tried to call him in the night before team, man. I caught on fire. I can't make the race. He still came here anyway. I paid the $500.
I mean, you showed this, and I was a DP man.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. If you say you're gonna do something, you gotta be a man of your word, and all of us gotta stand on that. Right.
Hold on, let me ask one more question.
I brought that up. Me and King were both talking about it last week. King ate a weenie and fell asleep. Hold on, y'all need to take a shit. I swear to God, dog, I did go to sleep.
I wasn't trying to play weenie on y'all. I laid back in that lazy boy. The whole point still stands.
Y'all know this motherfucker don't pay his bets. He been flaking on other shit. Why is y'all locking him in?
Evidently, he's not a man of his word. He's trying to get Undertaker on the phone, bro. You talking about the $1,500?
Hold on, let me get him on the phone. But the issue don't pass. It should have been a lock-in.
Wait a minute.
Hey, man, there's too many of y'all talking at one goddamn time.
Yo.
Goddamn, man.
Undertaker, y'all got you on the show. I ain't trying to make it out of an issue. I'm just bringing it up. Hold up, God damn it.
Y'all wanted Undertaker on the show, JJ. They go Undertaker. All right, now, stop it. Don't hide your hand now. Undertaker, they say you owe 1,500 because you didn't play the 15 we came in the gate. Don't nobody hide their hand now. I'd like everybody to be on the phone at one time so man can defend himself. Undertaker, they say you owe 1,500 because you didn't play when you came in the gate. Now, I'm going to let you speak your piece. Go ahead and say what you want to say. And don't you tell nobody, JJ.
First of all, whoa, what are we talking about?
I brought this up. I wanted to know about it. My town members ain't the one tripping, so I'm talking about it. I was asking the question about you and Troy was locked in. King B was the BP man. It was the whole 1,500 locked in. Boom. Troy gave King B the 1,500. Boom. King B confined, so King B shot you a text. Boom. Hey, Undertaker, I need your 1,500. I'm in a circle track. I need it before y'all, before you do anything. Okay, you never reply. Boom, he sent one to Cat. The same thing. Boom, Cat never replied. So by that time, you went out there and raced and blew the motor. So I was trying to figure out how to do that go, because the skip was, when y'all come in the gate, that the $1,500 needs to be in King B hands. King B did everything he could.
Who stepped? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, hold on. Slow down.
Okay.
Who stepped that?
Yes, sir.
Let's get to the facts. Who stepped it? Wait a minute. Well, go ahead.
Okay, you said that Alley Cat was speaking on the call, but both of y'all agreed, but Alley Cat locked it in. But he sent it to the Alley Cat, too. He sent it to Alley Cat, and he sent it to you, and he went to y'all trade. So what I'm saying is, okay, whether if Alley Cat, whether we need to get Alley Cat on that end. If you saying Alley Cat locked it in, get Alley Cat on there. I asked him. Not a problem.
Where's K-Dog?
I'm right here.
He just
cause
sitting.
Because, see, all the outside is a whole lot of... First of all, I don't need to be talking to you. You don't need to be talking to me. That was an understanding between K-Dog and Alley Cat. That was the understanding between K-Dog and Alley Cat.
Right, but
so
I was there when the
stiff was made. It ain't no outside people need to even be speaking on this. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, no, I'm not asking.
Y'all want to hear, hold on. Y'all want to hear my side, so you're going to get my side.
Go ahead.
You should be talking, K-Dog and Alley Cat should be the one talking on this. And so far as King B reaching out to me, he ain't never supposed to talk to me, period. I didn't lock that in.
No, but he sent
now,
it to you in, Alley Cat.
No, he don't need to send it. He don't need to send it to me, period.
My whole job in 2020, hold on.
Let's get that understood, man. One at a time, man. Okay, one at a time. Let them go first.
The agreement, I want to speak with the person that liked it in. And K-Dog was on the phone. But I brought it up because I want to know really how do that go. But since they taking it there, then get Cat on the phone and we can go and clarify. It's just a conversation. Okay.
Hold on, Lance. Sit down right quick. Let us talk about this other one right quick.
Nah, because you're going to get out of here. Just chill, homeboy. You're doing good. No.
Calm down.
Okay, let me get Cat on here.
Yeah, let's get Cat on here. Let's get it on.
Get out of here.
So y'all just want to put a muzzle on mine, huh? No. You good. You good, big homie. You good.
So in other words, it sounds like some.
It's a bunch of goddamn FBI members around this motherfucker.
Alley Cat.
Hello.
Alley Cat, they need you. They need you. Put you in the hot seat. You're in the hot seat, baby.
Yeah,
y'all go. They got Cat on the phone.
Yeah.
He's not already got
Cat
a,
on here.
He's not already got a check. Don't answer. Don't answer.
Okay. Hey, Cat on.
Yeah, Alley Cat on here there.
Oh. Cat. I don't hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on here.
Hey, okay, hey. Okay, how you doing today, this afternoon, sir? hey, check it out. We were having a discussion about a lot of stuff.
Yo, well, pretty
lame. No, this serious. This is real. Listen, okay, Undertaker said he didn't like in the race, so I'm asking you. Okay, you and Dawn locked in, Troy and Undertaker, right? Did you like it in, or Undertaker locked it in?
This is the problem,
okay,
man.
So, no, ain't nothing the problem. I'm asking a question.
No,
okay,
y'all,
the problem
you,
is,
like you, okay, I'm not going to say y'all, you don't know how the lockup really went. Now, I've been listening for the last hour.
I was on the phone the whole time. I was
but
on the phone the whole
the
time.
You, some of the shit you said wasn't true, and you got everybody believing what really
okay,
happened.
Okay, tell me what
wasn't
true.
No. You know everything.
Go ahead. Tell me what I did wrong.
You know everything.
I can be a man and I don't know to it. No. Tell me what I did wrong, bro.
No. You got everybody on the
okay,
phone.
Well, I'm going to run it down to you. Okay, this is what I'm going to do.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to run it down to you, and you stop me when I'm wrong. Okay, I'm on the phone. Boom. Okay, you and Dawg locked in Troy and Undertaker. Y'all locked in the whole $1,500. You say, yeah, I like that. We can do that. We're going to lock in the whole $1,500. Okay, Undertaker's in the shootout. Y'all put a break clause on it. A physical break clause. Y'all both got to see it. Y'all got to agree on it. Right or wrong?
Right
or wrong? Either you just going to stop. Just stop me when I'm wrong.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Boom. Hold on. Boom. So the thing is, $1,500 needs to be paid when you walk in the gate. Correct?
Right.
Boom. Troy went and paid the $1,500. Boom. King
B.
I'm going to call him a weenie because he really don't want to talk. But, okay, to King Weenie. Boom. Okay. And so he couldn't find neither one of y'all. Boom. He sent Undertaker a text saying he in the circle. He needs y'all 1,500. Boom. He backed out, and we got back on the back line the next day. He asked you, did you get the text? You say you got the text. Boom. He sent you that same text. Boom. Neither one of y'all replied. So from there, as you being a DP man and a promoter, how do that supposed to go? I'm going to ask you that.
Okay. Number one, King didn't have no business sending a text to Undertaker. He didn't lock it in. I'm the one locked it in.
Correct.
So that's
but
where
you
were wrong
to you
at.
Too, no.
Okay,
no.
Number two.
To you too,
hold
Cat.
On.
Okay.
Number two, he didn't send me no text about that $1,500.
Yes, he
He's
okay. King,
hold on.
King, you better get in.
How you, hold on, King. How Larry gonna tell me what's in my phone?
Because the next day, King asked you, did you get a text? You say, yeah, I got a text. What time did you get it? At 7:38. King said, what did I tell you? I sent it to him at 7:38. You did say that, did you or did you not?
It's still in my phone right now.
No. Yes or no? 7:32, 7:38 is all the same, King. Get out of my business. So let me ask you a question.
That was Iron Man's text. He said, where's Iron Man money? That was the text I got, and that's the text that I responded about.
I'm listening, King. You got to get in.
No.
I sent Undertaker the text message, I need your money. I sent Alley Cat a text about I need Iron Man money. I didn't know that I needed to talk to Alley Cat because let me read the stiffs off to y'all, okay? This is how I got it. I got a call, was it Friday or was it Thursday? I think it's Thursday morning. And said, King,
K-Dog called and said, King, we need you. I said, all right, what's up? He said, need you to be DP man. I said, cool. He clicked me in. And once he clicked me in, the understanding was Atomic Dog is not going to come to the track. So they need a DP man, a solid DP man. I said, cool. I said, so what I'm DPing, they read the stiffs off of me, and I still got the stiffs right here, right now.
Who did you talk to, though, at the time? Who was on the phone, King?
I talked to K-Dawg. Hold on, listen. K-Dawg, Alley Cat, Atomic Dawg, and I don't know who else was on the phone. Them the three that I know for a fact was on the phone that we got.
I was on there, too. I was on that, King, because I don't want to call you.
Nah, K-Dawg called me.
Well, I had, remember, we had Tracy on the phone, and Tracy said he wasn't going to make it. So that's when you
stand down, Dre. Stand down, Dre.
Yeah, I stay out the way y'all had it.
K-Dawg called me, okay? And this is the stiff that I read back off to them, and they told me it was clear. I got Troy Cutlass, Troy Cutlass, 442 Gutless Cutlass versus Undertaker Vega. $1,500 whole pot lock. Both have to agree on cars being broke. Flip a lane. Race have to be done before the end of the event. Both guys must report to me and give me their $1,500. The other note is, I had the DP Scrappy and Iron Man, and I got Scrappy Mustang versus Iron Man Malibu. $1,500 whole pot lock. Okay. I'm just saying
okay,
what I got.
But I heard the stiff. You say both parties agree to have their $1,500 in when they come in the gate. Is that what you just said on stiff? Okay.
No.
Okay. So now that's where the problem come in at. I'm listening.
It's not the problem to me. Is y'all don't know exactly who locked the money in. That's
exactly
what the problem is.
They don't know. They don't know how it was worded. That's what the problem is.
They don't know, but they
King
get
B,
on frustrated.
King B, King
and
B,
act like
read,
that they
read
don't
it again.
Know what the hell going on.
Read it again,
but,
King
but,
B. Read
but
only
the
part about when the money. King B, read only the part about when the money supposed to be put up.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. You what I'm on.
Hold on, let me pull it back up.
Both parties need to find him. Larry said both parties, so both parties, that means the whole camp is locked in for the 1500 on one person. It's live before the 1500. That's where y'all.
The way the stiff is read, both parties agree on the car being broke. If they agree on that, don't nobody owe no punk out.
The car being broke, the money being put up, that ain't got nothing to do with that. Lorenzo, we're talking about when the money was locked up and who agreed to the lockup, the two parties that agreed to the lockup, and when the money got to be put up. That's the issue right there.
Okay, if the money was put up, how would you disperse the money out if they both agreed on a break clause?
Wait a minute, y'all. Now, we had a conversation, and I clearly said, stop me when I'm wrong, Laro, K-Dawg, and whoever else was on the back line with us when we said this. I said I would have been fine even if the man would have walked up on me after his car broke. You know what I'm saying? Even though we all seen him Trump pisses out or whatever he did. You know what I'm saying? I didn't. But hold on, wait a minute. Trevor Troy even said the same thing. He said he seen it. He said, man, the man broke. I said, okay. You know what I'm saying? I said, but why he never gave me the money? He said, B, I don't know, man. You see what I'm saying? And he and Troy asked me 2 or 3 times at the track, did Undertaker ever give me the money? I told him no. I showed him the text message where I texted him. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, I still would have been okay if Undertaker, Alley Cat, whoever, you see what I'm saying, owed the money, would have walked up on me and said, look, King, count this $1,500. I would have counted the $1,500, and I would have gave it right back to the man. You see what I'm saying? That's what this whole process is basically over, the teachable moment that you still got to stay strong and stay steady with all the skips. That's the whole purpose of us making skips for grudge racing. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
When
exactly.
He walked through the when I came through the gate and they both known that I was on and I was on the property. You see what I'm saying? If they knew if I didn't, you know, if they didn't, they still should have been trying to give up the money. Troy said he talked to Undertaker. You see what I'm saying? Before he even made a pass, and Troy said he told him that he gave the money up. And he never reached out to me, or if Alley Cat needed to, regardless at this point, we're hearing that Alley Cat may have should have put the money up still at this point. I still nobody never came to me about $1,500 back, regardless if I was going to give it back or not. You see what I'm saying? You still got to stay on top of the stiff and do what you're supposed to do with your stiff.
Right, the man of your word.
Yeah, you got to do that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what the main subject is really basically about. You know what I'm saying?
That's what the main subject is about. But I think the confusion came from the lock-in person. Y'all said to my parties, but who was the actual person who said, I'm speaking for the car. I'm putting the money up
for
the car.
That don't make sense. That part don't make sense, Joe. Because I like the racing. Troy gave.
Well, you say it don't make sense, right? But see, right now, Alley Cat saying that, you know, he wasn't the one that's supposed to be getting a text, or who else, somebody wasn't supposed to be getting a text, but he part of the party that locked them, that locked the race in. So to me, that does make a difference.
No, but that's not
okay.
That's
okay,
not
well,
the argument.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, my next question is then, if Alley Cat was supposed to give me the money, I talked to Cat, but I didn't talk to Undertaker. I seen Cat, what's going on? Hey, what's up, buddy, man? You got the car here? Yeah. Woo, woo, woo. And he rolled on the golf cart.
Right, but
the new should have gave the money there. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, he should have gave the money.
Right.
Y'all better stop trying to get the child support money. Car races. Don't pay a child support first.
Evidently, somebody got the loop, or at the loop of what the steps was. Sound like to me.
No, well, like King B said, it's a teachable moment.
They the one made the steps.
It's like King B said, it's a teachable moment, man. We understood each other, we understand. But if it had been anybody else, probably been some kind of problem. I mean, I know their money was good, in my opinion, about it. But if you're going through the rules, you got to follow the rules all the way through. And they didn't. So it's a teachable moment. Next time, you go with it. And that's all.
That's it.
I mean,
put a lockup on the lockup.
Anything else? Yeah. I ain't just crazy though, but I mean, just follow up on the rules the next time. Which I mean, I know they was good for the $1,500. You know, and Troy was. But all in all, the DP man shouldn't have to go through all that just to find him, though. Or either, you know what I mean? Whatever it was, should have been.
Right.
Should have had some money in his hand.
Should have been. Should have been.
But K-Dog.
Yeah.
But K-Dog, as a DP man. The DP man don't know if the money is good or not.
DP man shouldn't have
to look
for nobody.
But I mean, I'm going to be the devil's advocate here. King, he got to the track late, number one. Number two, he was in the circle messing with his car. So,
that's
another thing. But I will say this. As soon as he got to the track, he got right on his jaw. Hey, man, he came, got our money. Woo-woo, I'm going to get these boys' money. Iron Man came over to us looking for King before he got there. Hey, man, I'm ready to lock out. So he ain't here. We got our money. Go out. He said, man, we good. So it was, it was like I said, a teachable moment. Because that's all you can say. What else can you do now? You know what I mean? It didn't get put up. He broke his car.
But it's just a teachable moment because it'd been somebody else, it probably would have been some big shit about. But, I mean, it could be a big shit about what? Because if he didn't get the money, was he going to go take it? You know what I mean? Mm. If he didn't, you know, and he broke his car, hey, man, I broke my car. Then what? Okay, hey, here go the $1,500. Touch your hands, touch it back. You know, give it right back. It's, like I said, you use that teachable moment because we going to argue till the cows come home, but that ain't going to change the fact that his motor blowed up or he hurt his car, whatever I want to say. And trying to get the money,
right.
So I got his money back. And
yeah, it ain't nobody going to get no money anyway because
exactly.
it was a break foul.
Yeah, yep. But it's just teaching my mom. If you say you're going to pay something to get in the gate, you know, you got ample enough time.
You're supposed to pay that. You're supposed to pay that.
And then another thing, what could have happened, should happen, can't be the DP man. He supposed to actually see this vehicle break because he didn't see the car break. Even though Troy told him he saw it, so that was good enough for the DP man. But normally, you know, it could have been a DP man that, hey, man, I need to see what's going on with your car. You know, that could have been that. You know what I mean? It's all kind of ways that could have, should have went, but that's just how it went. You know, nobody, we were tripping on it, but like Larry said, you do have to get an understanding about it because it could have went another way.
Oh.
I mean, that's my input about it. I don't know. I can't speak for nobody. I'll just speak for us. And we follow
okay,
the rules.
Good report.
Yeah.
Stay down.
Go ahead,
Bob. You want the ATV brand or the Oscar Mayer? Which one you want?
No, I'm far from a winner. So this is what I'm saying.
But do you want the ATV brand or the Oscar Mayer?
Let's go. That hurt me right there.
He did that on his own goddamn count memo.
See, that's how we do it. We fight each other.
Hey, Drake, let me tell you something. All bullshit aside, I ain't never learned nothing from a big dummy like you, but I learned that. Like you say, Cambridge's got to get it too. Ain't that what you say, Drake?
I don't know, man. I ain't never got that.
Man,
so
I heard you say that plenty of times.
Drake, you said it, though. Hold on, if I said it, I stand on it, but I never heard myself.
Oh, you act like you don't want to be, Dre. You act like you
can't. I must have been on my medicine that day, shit.
Hey,
Dre.
Now, Dre, watch this. Watch this, Larry. Dre, do you want to be the HEB brand or do you want to be the Oscar?
Man, I don't want to be no brand. I'm Dre brand, motherfucker.
But like I said, it's a teachable moment, though, man. I mean, Larry, I could be the wiener or whatever, but, you know.
It wasn't. That's why I wasn't going to bring up no name. But
shut up, Larry.
Larry is
a wiener.
No, man, I just want to know how it really goes, just in case the next time it end up going that way. Like you said, it could have went bad.
You a whole wiener, man.
Wait a minute.
Well, Larry, to be honest with you,
hold on, man, let me talk,
goddamn it, all y'all been talking all night, let me say something now, Larry, you is trying to crank up some shit, because that shit was a whole 2 weeks ago, why are we still talking about that now?
Because King B, because your homeboy went to sleep eating the wing. So
if he went to sleep, that means he didn't want to talk about this shit, Larry. So you should have left that shit alone.
It don't matter. I want to talk about it. It don't matter.
Yeah,
no,
well, you
should have
said something about it last week. Why you wait 2 weeks later to say something about it?
Man,
it's
why you in my motherfucking business?
It's over with nothing.
Well,
come
you
on,
didn't say
I
was in people's motherfucking business.
Hey, JP.
You don't know what I have
caught
in. So what the
Hold on, Larry. Come on, Alicat. What you got? Now, the motherfucker was being messy, and he wanted to start some shit, because when the shit happened 2 weeks ago, they called Dog, the Godfather, and Dog told him we don't owe anything. So why did he bring the shit back up?
No, that ain't what Dog said. That ain't what Dog
said.
Yes, he did. That ain't what he said, and that ain't what Troy said. That ain't what neither one of them said.
I was on the phone.
So that's a lie.
I was on the phone when y'all was talking about
that. That is a lie. Listen to me. No, he dog said he's not tripping on it. But the thing is,
I wanted to know, just in case if it happened again, how do that supposed to go? And that's for anybody on the phone that lock in the car or can lock in the car to know that
hey,
a motherfucker don't put that
money. Do we need
money
to get the godfather on the phone?
Hold the puck out.
I'm gonna tell you how you keep it all clear. Take the brake clause out of it, just lock in. You gotta worry about all
no,
that.
No, but the brake clause ain't got nothing to do with it. You gotta think.
The brake clause do got a lot to do with
it.
Not what I'm saying.
So it does.
The brake clause got a lot to do with it. Because like I said, if they wouldn't have had a brake clause or not, it would have been a big problem then because he would have owed the money. But with them having that brake clause, they kind of cloud the sky.
Yeah, that would have
been
insurance.
Well, he didn't
know
his
insurance,
Renzo.
Take that
brake
off, that would have been your insurance. That would have been your insurance. They wouldn't have had no reason to kind
of
borrow.
Yeah,
Larry,
he's saying with or without that brake clause, that 15 would have had to come, regardless.
Man, listen,
yeah,
without
the brake clause,
yeah,
it would have been a problem.
But what I'm saying now, you're still missing the point. Your word is your bond. They was likely in the fifth said, when you come to the gate, the money needs to be paid. Damn, the brake clause ain't even started yet. The car ain't even broke yet. But the money ain't never been paid. So how you going to use the brake clause?
Wait, it's not even nothing to argue about. If they had a brake clause, or we understand the man didn't put the money up, which he should have did. But
right,
with
man,
them having a brake clause, he didn't put the money up.
He
didn't squash it off.
See, y'all
but if he would have had,
point,
if he didn't have a brake clause, yeah. I'm not missing the point. I understand what you're saying. I'm saying, why are we holding the show up talking about something that's squashed because the man had a brake clause and they already come to the
exactly.
We're going to
no,
be talking about something totally different than
that. Why the money
it's
was
so
paid when you came in the gate. You talking about
the man just
paid
the money. It's a done deal.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hey,
We got Willie Dog on there now.
Okay.
But hold on, let me do this. Listen, King B texted him at 7:32, right? The goddamn shootout didn't start at 9 o'clock. So why the 1500 ain't been paid? The damn shootout didn't start at 9:30.
No, Larry. The reason why the money wasn't paid sounds like because just like K-Dog, we just said we knew he was good for it.
No,
so
that
they weren't
tripping
on
that.
That's what he just said.
No.
He just
but
said.
But the steps was when you come. Listen, hold on, bro. But the steps was when you come in that goddamn gate, the 1500 is due. The goddamn shootout that starts at 9:30. King sent the shit that goddamn text out at 7:30.
I understand all that point.
Hey, the brake clause don't even matter. We talking about why the money was paid.
I'm not talking about the brake clause. I'm talking about
let Willie Dog talk. Let Willie Dog talk.
Go
ahead.
Go ahead.
Go
ahead.
I mean, what I'm talking about, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Some bullshit, basically.
Hey.
Come on, what's the problem?
This is Lorenzo. I'm going to tell you how it went down. They had a lock-in. Both parties supposed to get their money before the race started. One party didn't get the money, the other party did. But they had a brake clause. So the brake clause came in, that pretty much voided everything. But their problem is, why the man to put up the money at first? What's supposed to happen at that point?
All right. Is this the same thing that y'all called me about with King B last time?
Yes, sir.
Well, to be honest with you, that was the DP man's fault for not getting the money. That was the DP man's fault. But since y'all had a break clause and the man did break, nobody owed nobody nothing.
Exactly.
Same thing we said 2 hours ago.
No, but I'm saying what did y'all say?
Now, this
it
is
really
what,
was
this
a boy when he
have,
came in the gate and the money
have,
paid.
Be quiet, Larry. Let the man talk, man.
The DP man supposedly got that money as soon as he come to the gate. When he didn't get that money before he come to the gate, it should have been a loss then. But if he didn't do nothing about it, ain't nothing you can do about it after the man went out there and broke his car.
But, no, wasn't the money going to go back to him anyway, even if he would have put it up?
Yeah. It would have been back to him anyway, yeah.
So he had a break, though.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to go back to him anyway. But he still probably put it up there. He was supposed to put it up.
But dog, like you said, it's a DP man responsibility to get the money from both parties, no matter what.
Right.
No matter where they at,
no matter
if he can't find them or not. He's supposed to go around the track
right.
to goddamn get the money.
Exactly.
No matter what he got going.
and that's
right.
not that's what didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like I said,
yeah,
it's a BP man's responsibility to do
man.
All that shit. That's the whole purpose of DP man.
If he say he's gonna be the DP man, that's his job. It's his job. In this situation,
like
you know,
said,
it's a wash,
because
he did break his car. It's a wash, because he did break his car.
Like I said, if y'all went to that man's trailer, he wasn't there, I'd have stayed by his trailer until he came back before he made that pass. Y'all could have got all that shit understood before he made that pass.
That's right.
But y'all,
exactly.
But y'all didn't because the DP man was fucking with his car. So that's still our part of y'all fault. Whole camp.
That's
whole
right.
camp and DP man.
I'll breathe.
It don't matter about the shootout. All that shit is irrelevant. The DP man fucked up, and y'all the whole skip shit was fucked
up. But
what up,
I said
y'all
is, when we told the dog, he said the race was aborted when the man didn't come in the gate and pay his money. That's when the race
but
got aborted.
You're right about that. But see, to be honest with you, when he didn't put the money up, it's still the DP man. A responsibility to get the money. When he didn't get the money, that means everything was, didn't nobody stop it, didn't nobody said nothing. Then when he went out there and broke
right.
his car, that made everything okay then, because he done broke his car and he got a brake off, so he was going to get his money back anyway. But he should have had the money
exactly.
in the DP man money in his hand.
Exactly.
And like I told the winner, dog, the squash dog, stop all that brake pause, bro. If it's locked
see
in, it's locked in. You got to worry about
that.
You do the brake clouds
well, see,
before
let
the race,
let me ask you a question. Why did they have a brake clause? Did they have a race before that or something? Why did they get a brake clause?
One call was in the shootout.
Yeah, he was in the shootout. One call was in the shootout.
Okay, was it shootout before the girls race supposed to be?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, why did they at least put up two or three?
The grudge race was have to be done before the event was over. So that's something else. That could be way over to
yeah.
That's something else that screwed the whole thing up.
Like I said,
why y'all arguing about it now? What's going on now? Why y'all arguing about it now? What's up now?
Not shit. Like I said, some bullshit.
No. The reason why
I
brought it up, see, they keep all that bullshit. That's why shit fucked up down here. Reason why I really brought it up, we weren't tripping about the money. I was just putting it out there to see for the next time it happened, how do you handle that? Everybody talking about
right.
being messy and all that. That's why these motherfuckers dumb anyway. I was just trying to see for the next time it happened, how do you handle that?
Right.
That's what I put it at there, but
that's
what you dumb motherfuckers.
That's a good question.
It's stupid
about it. So it won't happen. So it won't happen again. But see, when y'all
exactly.
make this tip about putting the money up when you come in the gate, the motherfucker supposed to put the fucking money up when you come through the gate. You supposed to put the money up. If you don't, y'all shoot out.
If he didn't put it up. We got a few people, even yourself. You saying, you and a few other people saying that I got to run around, or whoever the DP man is, got to run around and look for the man and get the money up. Then we got another half
yeah.
saying that it's not no DP man's responsibility to go chase nobody down and go get the
money.
Like I told you at first,
if you're the DP man, this is what should have happened. Y'all had a break clause, and y'all was going to put the whole pot up. The DP man is responsible if he takes the job of getting all the money together. That is his job. If he takes the responsibility for getting the goddamn, if he's the DP man, that's his job to make sure all the money together. If the money ain't up and the guy didn't want to put his money up before he did, y'all should have said, okay, if you don't put your money before you come to the gate, you should do another punk out. You owe $200 or $300 because he should have lost money for not putting the fucking money up when he comes to the gate.
Exactly.
He should have lost something. Yeah, when he didn't put his fucking money up when he's supposed to.
Oh, now what you got to say, you dumb motherfucker? Y'all see you talking about I'm trying to be messy. Shit, argue with your head. Argue with your goddamn hand, you motherfucker. Y'all argue with it. He said the man should have lost something. Argue with it.
But we said Valeria.
I can't stand all that old.
He ain't
no motherfucking woman. I ain't got to be hating and being messy. Nigga, I'm trying to see what the fuck going on.
That's why you motherfuckers looking crazy around here.
I ain't said nothing about being messy. What I'm saying is the same thing he said.
Niggas trying
to be messy and all that whole ass shit.
Ain't nobody being messy.
I didn't say that. What I'm saying
I'm
is he said the same thing we said 2 hours ago. He just said the same thing we said 2 hours ago, Larry.
But
Larry, we not just
say
the same thing 2 hours ago.
And then the next minute y'all say the man don't owe. That's what y'all said. Y'all say next minute the man owe, and then y'all say this man didn't owe. Then y'all say I'm being
man. Man, sit your big diva on here down.
Man, fuck that shit, nigga. These niggas crazy in the motherfucker. I'm being messy. I ain't being messy. Nigga, I'm keeping it real. And fuck who don't like you. Straight up. Yeah, I know the man can lose something.
Larry, sit your ass down, Larry.
Man,
sit down.
Down.
Hell no.
You heard what you heard what you going for said the man supposed to lose something. Shit. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
Well, somebody came on the
hour
like, and said, put a punk out on the punk out.
No, it ain't like we were trying to get the money. I was just asking just so we can confirm for if it happened the next time. That's why I didn't want to put the man's name out there. So how the fuck I was being messy? I didn't say the man's name. Y'all wanted to know, so fuck it. I'm going to keep it real. I told y'all who did.
You've been hanging on us.
Well, the learning,
I ain't got
well,
no reason
well,
to
well, learning,
from
the,
no goddamn body. Shit
the learning point tonight was
shit.
The DP man must go collect money.
Right.
Well, see, Lord, let me tell you how that situation really supposed to go. I can't tell nobody how to do their money. I want y'all to understand this thing. I ain't trying to tell nobody how to do their money. But see, King B really, when you stand for money like that, that means you're supposed to be all right with both people. And if I had to do it. I'm going to vouch for Lorenzo money, and I'm going to vouch for Dre money. Now, if Lorenzo give me his money, I technically, as a DP man, stand for Dre money. So that's what I'm trying to say. So the money should be understood for between the DP man is responsible for both money.
So basically,
what you're
saying is, hello? So what you're saying is, if a DP man is cool with both parties, and one party don't give their money, the DP is responsible for the party who don't get their money.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Yes.
So, I mean, like I say, that's why.
It should be some kind of penalty if the man that didn't put the money up, didn't put his money up on time. If he didn't put his money up on time, it should have been some kind of penalty for him because he supposed to put his damn money in.
Right.
If that's what they both agreed to. If they both agreed to that, he should have put his money.
Hey, dog, well, they should have stiffed that, too. Y'all should have put
it. I heard that they did. Right? That's what they told me they did. And they stiffed that they're going to pay it when they come in the gate.
Troy came to me when I came through the gate. He seen me come through the gate. He came to me and said, King, I owe you the DP man, right? I said, yeah. He said, huh. And he carried out his money.
That's what
he said, man, I'm broke.
That's what
I might need
to
borrow. He said, I might need to borrow some. Right. That was, he said, I might need to borrow some back. But I'm finna give you all my money.
I said, that's cool. He did what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
If I stand for Dre money, and Dre don't, and I'm supposed to be responsible for it. If they don't do it or nothing, I'm responsible for it. But then that could be between me and Dre. That could be between me and Dre.
Right. The party who did their job should get penalized. What you saying?
Yeah. See, that one came out pretty good, though, because the man did break his car, so that came out good. Nobody had to get into no bullshit, but that is a situation that y'all need to learn from it so you know not to have them again.
Right.
That's why God brought a grudge, right? You see how he gets shit right.
I told y'all to put a lock up on the lock.
Everybody with their money, right? It ain't that, I'm gonna try to keep it right the way it's supposed to be, but they can tell me to kiss their ass, and two people can do their own shit. But when you ask me, I'm gonna give you the answer. I think that's the best answer, the best solution. That's the best I can do. I don't care.
In other words, y'all saying put a lock up on the locker.
Put a lock up on the locker.
Do it like this. Hey. To be honest with you, that's exactly what I'm saying. Because see, he should have been penalized some kind of money for not doing what the fuck he did that he agreed to lock up on. He agreed to put the money up when he comes to the gate. The motherfucker comes to the gate and didn't put the money up. He should be penalized some for not putting the money up.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell y'all, answer, man, I just had at a rider race. I was a DP man for a race. One party sent me their money from out of state. The party here kept lagging around and didn't give them the money. So the day of the race, I went to him. I said, I need your punk out money. Oh, man, I'm good for it. I said, no, I understand you're good for it, but I need your money. He never would give it up. So I went and got the other part. I said, we need to go over here and talk to them because he haven't gave his punk out money. So they discussed it out in front of me and came to agreement.
Yeah.
I mean, you did your job.
He was
gone. You ain't got
that,
the other part.
That's right. But see now, what done started happening now in Arizona in these situations? If a motherfucker word ain't worth a fuck about putting his money up, make the bitch send the money to somebody. Then, if it don't, just don't be the DP man. Or let them worry about, let them fight it out. They got themselves there.
Right.
That's what I did. That's why I went got that guy and brought him over there for that reason.
Yeah.
Where Troy at? Troy on the phone. Troy, y'all ain't got Troy on yet.
I don't think Troy's been on all
night.
No,
Troy ain't on.
He's here.
He's got K-Dog on him.
Call him up, see. Call Troy. Me and Troy had a conversation. Troy can speak better than anything.
Well, now King B telling me he that hole on that track, he couldn't find that man nowhere on that track that hole there.
Man, like I said. This track ain't
there. That man had 10,000 people there.
Okay.
I went by that man's trailer. Hey, listen, dog. I went by the man's trailer. He was not. I texted him. He didn't give me no text back. And now
right.
We just come to find out that he wasn't even the man who needed to put. He wasn't even the man that was supposed to put the money up.
Yeah,
I've been a whole nother man. But that ain't how I got the steal. And when I read the steal back, that ain't how I got it.
But see, that's probably why he didn't do it. I hate to say it,
but
man.
But wait a minute. But the man who's supposed to gave me the money, I talked to him. He ain't give me shit. He just said, hey, King B, what's going on?
Oh, Lord.
No. What's up,
man? I don't know. Laro.
Go get him, woman.
Yeah.
You dumb motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
He needs to be tripping, man.
You dumb motherfucker. Arguing with the man now. Yeah. Got with a dog on the phone.
Yeah.
With him.
Yeah. Then nobody don't want to say nothing. But I found out being messy and all that old bullshit. Everybody crying is a church ass mad. That's what I be talking about, man.
Motherfucking word ain't shit, and motherfucker, I just say any goddamn thing.
What
ain't saying that?
Put a name on it, Larry.
Everybody that said something, I can't remember who I was saying. Oh, including your black ass. You said I was being mad at you, motherfucker.
Hey, I still stand on what I said. Fuck you, yeah.
Yeah, you know how I go. I ain't gonna be goddamn me. I ain't gonna keep my mouth closed.
Put a name on it, goddamn. You said me now. Put another name on it.
You, Alley Cat, and whoever else said I was being messy. Motherfucker, I wasn't being messy. I was just putting it out there to just see for the next time. And y'all asked who name and who I was talking about.
But this shit happened two weeks ago, and y'all had already told the dog about it once.
I'm going to bring it up, man. I don't give a damn if it happened 10
why
years ago.
Why, though, man? Why?
If you don't
why?
Like it,
why?
If you don't like it, get
shit
your goddamn
out
ass off the phone. If you don't like it, get your goddamn ass off the phone. That's why motherfuckers don't here to be messing any goddamn way. So what's the goddamn difference? Because y'all ain't
Hold on now, Dre. Now, you'll bring up some bullshit too sometime now. It don't need to be talked about. You'll bring up
some bullshit. Hey, JP, hey, me and Larry talking, homeboy. You stay out of something, homeboy.
Hey,
me and Larry talking right now, JP. You stay your port out there and out of my business, man.
Hey, you got a goddamn me down the middle now.
Hey, you Galveston Island ass nigga, stay out of my business.
Be down the middle.
Watch
the N-word,
Dre.
Down the middle.
Nah, ain't no down no middle. I'm cutting down one side. I ain't cutting down no middle. The hell with you.
One-sided motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. I want one side. I don't want both sides. I don't want no middle.
We got some here. 832-1601. Who we got?
Well, Miss Ann, Larry, Miss Ann, and the
whole. This is a bad ass dude, man. I just called. I see his show still going. What's up, man? I just got
on. Who is this?
Man, lost time. I didn't know what time it was, man. I just looked. I just called. And I thought I was going to hit record, man. I heard y'all on here, man.
Yeah, what?
Man, that shit, ain't nobody tagged me. I mean, they probably was talking about me
and
talking about their brother or something, but he on here now.
No, they actually said that motherfucker, that little Larry ain't did shit. He a weak motherfucker right now. He ain't did shit.
Whole G-body thing. I mean, we got a G-body, but we're at the bottom of the barrel with ours. We're just trying to climb the ladder.
Well, nah, y'all got Junior G-body, Lorenzo. You and King B, that's doing now. Y'all ain't got no goddamn Junior G-body.
They ain't got no Junior G-body.
Nah, hell nah. Lorenzo and shit ain't no Junior G-body. Hell nah. They got a big motherfucking man over there. Nah, that's supposed to be at the top of the food chain.
Well, we ain't at the top. We ain't that bad. We was racing every week.
Yeah. King B, you're running. Well, where you put? Hold on, Lorenzo. Well, where you put King B at right now with his car?
I can't really say where he at. I mean, he ain't ran nobody yet. I can't really say.
One blank.
It's hard to say. Man, King, we had a
talk
last night.
So, to be honest, the only G bodies that we can put at the top right now is y'all.
Hold on, wait a minute, Dre. Say that one more time, Lorenzo.
I said, we just had a talk the other night, and I said, we two different class cars. A rumor was out that he was looking for us, and we swore to run, and I went over to talk to him. I said, man, I know we ain't same class cars. I don't even know what all that about. And he said, man, they didn't read the post. I said, I understand and I respect it.
What class is y'all in? I'm a G-body on myself. What class is y'all in? What's the difference?
Well, I don't even know how to classify. We just racing. That's all the way I put it.
Oh, so you saying y'all run King without the G body still? Is that what you saying?
I mean, I decide if somebody asks for us and we feel comfortable, we'll do it. That's why I said, I don't know what class we're in. We all still
well,
out
both
there.
Both y'all on the phone now. Get something locked in.
Yeah, there you go. Get a lock in going on. Shit.
Hey, y'all got a G body too, don't you? Good, so I got a G body.
Well, Lil Air coming in.
Lil Larry coming in. Lil Larry is probably go see about that other bad car over there. They got another bad G-body over there.
Graham.
That same count. It's the same count.
So what G body they talking about?
King B and you on the phone right now. So what are y'all? Y'all can't get there. Y'all can't come in.
We already talked the other night. We came to agreement. We already talked.
Renzo, so y'all ain't gonna try to entertain Lil Larry on 28.
Hey, I'm gonna be put like this here.
That ain't gonna happen either.
Hey, you don't know what we'll do now, because we've been stepping out of line now. We've been doing stuff.
Y'all going to try Miss Graham too then, huh?
I mean, hey, you never know.
Oh, I like the way that sounds.
But every week, I mean, we ain't the baddest, but we'll try some every week. We're gonna try some.
Yeah, there you go. That's all you can do is get up there and try.
Now everybody was betting against us last with the turbo car, but we end up getting punked out.
I remember everybody goddamn going against us against Miss Brown.
Hey,
what we do? Shave that motherfucker head.
Find a way to
hey, shut up, man! I'm talking to Lorenzo, man. I'm talking to Lorenzo, man.
Right.
But I'm talking about Lorenzo. I'm talking to Lorenzo. I told you about getting in my conversation when I'm talking to somebody else. I didn't say K-Dog. I'm talking to Lorenzo. So what the fuck are you getting in the fuck?
You mentioned my car name.
You stay down sometime.
You mentioned my car name. Big old softy.
Yeah.
You mentioned my car name.
Hey, you big teddy bear ass, port off ass nigga. I said what
no,
I said
no
about your raggedy ass car. And
no
I said again.
Softy.
We say that motherfucker's hell. You ain't seen the bad guy since.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Say, Lorenzo, but when I'm talking to you, we don't need no other individuals in our talk. Right around.
I listen to any man's conversation. If I like it, I entertain it.
Thank you.
When
man,
I'm talking to you,
you
I'm talking to you. I said the name of the person that I want to talk to.
Lord have mercy.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
You that's why I got to get some clarification around here with some of these fellas, man.
Because one thing with this racing, I realize everybody claiming they the baddest in this set, but it's a difference when you being the baddest and you bringing action. We ain't claiming to be the baddest, but we race.
Well, King B,
yeah, y'all
can bring
action, man. Y'all not the only one around here talking and trying to talk.
King
B, the
only one
saying, you know what I'm saying?
So who you shooting at? It? Dre, shut up.
You said what?
King B, the first one said made it known that he was the baddest. So who you shooting at, Lorenzo? You shooting at King V?
Dion said he was the baddest too. So what?
Dion just said he was the baddest anybody in Texas. You just heard him say that bullshit.
King, you follow?
I'm not shooting at anybody, but just look at the record and see who racing every week and bring an action. That's all I say.
That's all you gotta do. Look at the resumes.
You can pick good now. There is such a thing now. You can pick good.
I just like a man saying he'll snipe. If he ain't shot nobody, if a man say he'll snipe and he ain't shot nobody, how you know he'll snipe?
Well, I tell you this here, King. I mean, I want to ask you this, Lorenzo. When Elvin Miss Graham was running, did I not ask y'all to race?
Oh. Yeah, we plan on coming to race out, but do
I
mean,
yes or no, brother. Did I not?
Yeah, you did try to run.
Okay,
we agreed to race,
I mean,
but it rained, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make man to be known that's what it was. So I don't try to do too much of that.
Hey, King B.
All right, hold on.
What King got, man? You got a point there, boy. You got a point there.
Yeah,
I know.
You
said what?
I said you were pretty telling.
Yeah.
I thought you were about ready one for sure, so that's my cousin, my kinfolk, but he can get it too, but it's family, so we real cousin, but I said it stated, and the motherfucker gotta show me difference. And that's the first time I since Florida, and we paid the punk out because my crew tell me on my shoulder I ain't had a Hennessy in me because I'd have ran anywhere. I'd have ran there for the side of the wall. I wouldn't have gave a damn fuck.
Dion, I got a question. Lorenzo.
Yeah.
I got a question that King B said earlier before y'all got on the phone. He said that we need to have a G-Bot shootout in Texas. Now both of y'all grudge cars. Would y'all be willing to, if a promoter do it, would y'all be willing to get in it?
I know you try to do it,
Lorenzo, but I'm saying we're talking about that though.
Nah, I'm gonna kill a car. I'm like Flacco. I ain't gonna do that. I ain't gonna
want to
be.
That is crazy.
Damn. Hey.
Yeah, get him, man. Get him, man.
I'm gonna kill the cookout.
Ain't nobody gonna do nothing with it. I got an oak tree on his back. Ain't nobody gonna do nothing with it.
Ain't nobody knock that motherfucker off.
Nah. Ain't nobody gonna do nothing
with it. Hey, I ain't getting him tonight. They said I'm being messy. So fuck it. Let me
understand. What's the thing about trying to do? A Texas G-body shootout is all different types of G-bodies. It's not really in,
right.
It's in the same class.
Right. I said the same thing earlier.
So it's hard to really put a shootout together. You know, there's evenly matched here in Texas.
But like he said,
we need to do an all-trailer shootout one time. Then we need to do an all-turbo shootout.
Wait one goddamn minute, man.
I'm going to tell you something. All our grudge we've been doing for the last month and a half and off the trailer. We let everybody shake down. We come off the trailer.
Yeah, well, that mean y'all ought to get your ass up there with us and feel good about it. Damn shit.
Well, Dre, like I said, we got all still our glass car. I'm not talking about your car, but we all still
our
glass.
That's what y'all told to put on the motherfucker. That's what y'all put on there. But
right.
I'm just still saying,
okay.
y'all feeling good about what y'all got.
What I tell you a while ago, if we feel comfortable with the race, we'll do it. I don't feel comfortable with that race, so
y'all
won't do it.
Why y'all don't feel comfortable? We both coming off the trailer, man.
Because, like I said, we all still our glass.
And that's what y'all told to put on the car. I didn't tell y'all to put all steel out glass on that motherfucker. That's how y'all
earlier to that man? Wait. What did you say earlier to that man? He went looking for him. You come and look for us. We didn't ask for you.
Right. Hold up. Okay, so I'll come and look for y'all because y'all doing the same kind of racing we know. So can I get some? Can I get
well, put
some?
Put a steel front and steel doors on. You got action.
Okay, man. Hey, look here, baby boy. Fine, you know the conversation.
Just like King B had his steps, that's my steps.
All right, that's cool. I like the fact y'all coming out there too, though.
You can't knock a man when he sticks to his steps.
Can't
do that.
I like how they come out this trailer. I love that, man. That's what we need to get a lot more going on around here. A lot more come off the trailer race instead of getting into the race day. We need to get a lot of that come out there ready to go.
We don't shake down nowhere. Race day is what that is.
Race day mean race, goddamn. Ain't no shaking down. You got all goddamn months and shit to fix. You know?
Yep.
I don't even respect the motherfucker that want to come to the track that's ready to shake down, make a couple of hits and all that old shit. Fuck that. Get your ass up there and let's go.
We already got one locked in off the trailer fire race.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Lorenzo. Y'all doing real shit. That's real live racing. But when you got motherfuckers that want to go and come to the track on the day of the race and make four and five hits and all that shit,
those event races, them ain't no goddamn races.
Y'all might not believe.
When you got two motherfuckers that say, "Fuck it, let's go, man. We gonna run at 7 o'clock." And Moe get that 6 o'clock, get his car off the trailer, charge it up, get them clothes and shit changed out there. And in the lane, 7 o'clock, ready to go. That's real good racing. That means you want to go to a motherfucker's ass. Yes, sir.
Y'all might not believe this. I'm going to be honest with you. Every car we got in our camp to run, when we come to the track, we don't check nothing. We check everything at the track. We get to the track.
You're not supposed to. You got all the other days to shake the motherfucker down.
That's what I'm saying. And all that plug change, you know, after we change plugs.
You don't change plugs. Why you tuning?
After two, you ain't gonna change them goddamn plugs. We don't change. When we had that Monte Carlo, that Monte Carlo had the same plugs in it for 4 years. The same plug.
That's why that motherfucker didn't really run that good.
Sandra, you also
the
Monte
Carlo made the check.
Once you get the tune right, yeah, you supposed to check them.
That motherfucker, I bet them plugs were corroded and everything. They been in that motherfucker 4 years. They were wearing all kind of other shit. That's why that motherfucker started going down like it was doing, because y'all didn't even change the plugs, man.
Nah,
if your tune right, your plugs would be fine.
Time caught up with the car. So I ran
over. Yeah,
them plugs
did too. The plugs caught up with the car too.
Nah, the car
time and technology.
Time
and technology.
Yeah, man. I steal my friend about the N word, but if a brother trying to really get out there and dance, you know, coming to the track and getting off that wrench is, I mean, getting off that ramp is what it is.
You right, Lil Drake. That's all I can
do.
Yeah, that's real race.
We kind of ramp up Friday night.
If you got a race that next day. You supposed to be out testing it that Friday night, trying to find out whatever number you think you're finna run or what issue you gonna have.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, man, Tony Motto, we don't look for a number.
We get the car dialed in, know to run that same number every time.
That's how you
supposed to do. We don't look. You look for that same number.
Hey, look here, man.
I'm gonna be real with somebody.
We the baddest motherfuckers in Houston off that ramp. We'll put that motherfucker in the lane and just wait on you to go out there and make 1,000 goddamn shakes and still go to your ass.
When you bet $20 and the driver bet $40, is everybody else money? You don't give a damn.
The thing about it is, we ain't asked y'all for a motherfucking thing. So what the fuck are you worried about? Who money it is? We ain't asked you for a goddamn thing. You just a donator to us, goddamn. Just keep making us look good over here. That's all you do.
Well, you talking about all you do is make everybody
look good, boy. Keep making us look good. Y'all ain't gonna never stick now one of them motherfuckers y'all got toward us. I guarantee y'all ain't. Y'all ain't gonna point down one of them motherfuckers over here.
Y'all hear me?
Rambo, not tonight, man. Not tonight. We having real serious conversation. We're not trying to hear all that other shit tonight, man. No, sir. I don't want to hear. Shut up, nigga, while I'm talking.
Oh, you talking?
Shut up, man.
Not a short.
We talking over here. We talking real stuff. I don't want to hear all that other stuff you talking about.
I don't want to hear none of that tonight, man. I just got all pressure, nigga. I just put one of my motors up. That's why I'm calling so late.
That's good. I'm glad you finally got one of your motors in there. Now bring it to the track and race.
I started the world early there. I see you walking through Pleasantville. You can't run for me, brother.
All right.
Never stopping. I told you, I'm everywhere. I got drones flying around everywhere. But listen.
Yeah, man.
You keep running your mouth. I'm going to lock $1,000 with you in the grudge. And I just cut
right,
my mouth.
All right, well, whatever you ready, lock it in, man. We going to come off the ramp. We ain't doing no shaking down.
I got to make it here. I can't run this business.
That's what we talking about right there. Motherfucker right, won't come to the track and make 100 right. takedowns. That's the point I'm making right now.
No break clause. Straight off the trailer,
no break clause. Straight off the trailer. Let's go, man.
Oh, no, I can't do that. I got not so much power in it, y'all. I can't do that.
Oh, God damn.
I can't do that. Well, go back on mute, man. Fuck. I'm back on mute. I ain't finna go up there and kill him. Fuck around, put this much power. I guarantee you I could burn your paint up if you leave me on side of me. Nah.
Straight out the trailer. $1,000 or whatever you want to bet, man. $1,000 or $2,000.
Straight out the trailer, Rambo. I ain't going to lie. Be quiet, man.
Go back on mute. See, that's what we trying to tell you before you go running your damn mouth. Shut up and listen.
I kill you, Drake. Yeah, I started rubbing you.
All the extra shit ain't listening.
Meet me at the big park. I'm going to make some money tomorrow.
Green cow off the trailer. Kings around this mug.
You don't get quiet now.
Hey, Dre, that we all pearl.
Hey, I just got you wiping this motherfucker down, too, boy. You been, ooh, I've been trying to get ooh, boy.
Rambo, I'm going to probably get it. We're off the trailer kings up here. Well, see, it can be a king in Houston and a king in Dallas. They got to meet up somehow, so
yep.
What's up? So we need to meet up and let's see who the king of Texas is. We're out the round.
832-3219, your mic open.
832-3219.
They
scared.
They back up. Charge. Yeah. Drake scared, too. Drake just talking that undercover shit. He's scared to death.
Rambo, how much power you got?
They shut down at that.
I said you going over from all the times you could have shot.
Huh?
What?
I said you went over 9 o'clock by all the times you could have been on 750.
Well, what happened today? I wanted to call the show because I thought I put that all pressure.
We got to 10 o'clock, man. You know.
Oh shit!
Put some more money in the slot machine, man. We can roll it out.
I got you. I got one of the
things.
I like that. And I only been on here 10 minutes. Why did y'all stay on the show tonight long like this tonight? Because I knew I wanted to. I want to make sure I had all the pressure before
I
call y'all.
Stickles, are you good? Stickles.
And one of the Dino machines. Huh?
Y'all going to Dallas this weekend?
The big race?
Yeah.
Yeah, we going.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we going.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, we gonna be there. Yeah, we got it, but see, it ain't gonna be nobody like everybody. We run against California, ain't we? We even run against nobody here.
Oh, okay.
Do I need to shut this motherfucker off at 10 and then start another show called Little Larry on 28?
I can start
another show after this. Now it could be called Little Air on 28th, the after hours show.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. I got $60 to put on it, 20 and 40.
I got the same amount.
Uh-oh. God damn it, when this motherfucker shut off at 10 o'clock, god damn it, I'm gonna start another one and y'all call back in. It's gonna be raw and uncut then.
We can even say we can say
that ninja word, right? You good ninja.
Hey, you can ride the bicycle without the seat on it after that.
Uh oh.
Oh, no, that's
oh,
a
man. Who in the head?
Don't break it happen.
That's a bike without the
seat. Drake can't get open.
No, ride the bicycle without no seat on it.
That means he's getting
all up in your ass.
That means he's seen you on the park
today.
Yeah, Drake will ride a bike there.
Oh, yeah. In the rectum.
Hey, we gonna take the gloves out. When this motherfucker start back on, we gonna take the gloves off, goddammit. So shout, get your ass back on here now. Little Larry, all y'all. We're gonna take the gloves off. I mean, look, once I start that motherfucker, I'm gonna erase that motherfucker.
I ain't gonna get back on it because I really don't like them old boys out of Port Arthur. I really got a passion that I hate them fellas with. I tolerate them, but I really hate them.
Hey, Hey, Trey.
Got
Trey,
y'all.
Trey, Trey, Trey. Press that red button on your phone right now. Then. That's all you got to do.
Why I got to press the red button? Why I can't press the green?
Pull up.
Oh, man.
You don't pull out the button. Yeah.
Hey, what about pull up? Press the red button.
Ain't that spooky?
Press the red button.
Hey, motherfucker, I report off, they ain't never been
Shepherd,
shit, so what is I'm worried about them for?
Hey, them niggas out of Shepherd, them niggas out of Shepherd, Texas, ain't never been shit either.
I ain't out no Shepherd, Cliff.
Yeah, where you from?
Come right down I-10 into Lockwood and just say we ain't buy shit. Just get out your car and say you niggas ain't buy shit over here and see what happens.
Whatever
you own, Drake, I'm gonna come race you tonight for $300 or $400.
Hey, Rambo, I drop kick you in your belly.
You
I drop kick you in your stomach. You better quit talking like you reckless before I drop kicking you in your stomach.
I'm not reckless. I'm just dangerous. Because nobody knows my next move. Nobody never know my next move.
Man, look, Rambo, go ahead off, man. You got that. You're a reckless
you can
man.
Walk
in
5 years and fucking with your brother. I'm trying to put you in something to ride. You can ride with me. You ride with me, brother. I got a car I'm going to let you drive. A Malibu. Is this nigga driving a Malibu? Is that new Malibu? He just been sitting there. The girl in that car.
That gold motherfucker is the baddest motherfucker around Texas until somebody prove what's wrong. Until y'all can find a motherfucker to prove that gold bitch wrong, that gold motherfucker is
put
the baddest.
Put all the miles on your tennis shoes. Hell, I'm going to put it on you to ride this Malibu, man. You my boss.
Yeah.
Shit, I got better than
you. Dion, but yeah, boy.
A girl got down to shit me up down
here. Huh? You still on here?
All right. Yeah. I'm right here, man. With Noel. Just chilling.
All right, man. I'm going to end this show, man. I'm going to start a special show for you. So you better call right back in, man. I'm finna start a special show for you. They're going to be the Dion. No, they're going to be the Lil Larry on 28 After Hours show, man.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Hey, we need to get some gals in here tonight.
I don't give a damn what y'all do. I'm just telling you now.
B, let's get some of them dimes in on him, man. I got a couple of dimes, couple of quarters.
DJ still on here. I want to talk to my homeboy DJ.
Hey man, if I'm on the property, that's a lot.
I want DJ
I'm creating the show right now.
Like Dre talking about shit on the first one.
And you ain't gonna be talking my shit on the second one, so what?
You gonna be scared to get on it.
Alright, well, just see if I'm scared to get on it. Rambo.
I hear you,
little brother.
Y'all flying them damn drones around these my office over here. We seen a drone that was yesterday. Was that yesterday we seen that drone? We seen a drone over here spying on me yesterday, man. Goddamn, y'all cut that shit out, man. Goddamn, I don't know how y'all niggas do that. That's some neat shit, though. They flying drones around here. Where every time I bring one of my engines over here, somebody fly a drone across my shops, man. My shops.
All right.
And then they go with a hook.
Oh, yeah.
Little Larry on 28.
All right, y'all. Better get out of here. We got to... The After Hours show, y'all call back in. I'm gonna start the After Hours show, goddamn.
Cooling on the corner with the cellular phone, you could tell back in the bank was his home. More male than the rest of the pushes, cause he got a tech nine in the bushes. And that's how his shit was handled. First name Jack, last name Daniel. Had two boys named E and J. He has a nine and J for AK. Clocked on a street called Hennessy. Robbers with the motherfucking name O.E. Had a
her name was Jen.